Blog Talk Radio.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MD and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America, how are you doing? What is going on Wednesday? Candy Slush Wednesday. First and foremost, I would love to say happy birthday to Gina. Today is actually Gina's birthday. So the world can actually say happy birthday to Gina. Let me hear us up here. So happy birthday to Gina. I just heard that it's a birthday from Chelsea and the family. So definitely happy birthday. Now what the fuck is going on in America? I heard yesterday was really, 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 really candy plus. I heard the girls went in and went to a pool. I heard they took off like right, bitch. So let's see what tonight is going to give, because I heard last night was many things. And I actually waited a week and I went to the movie yesterday to see it. And it was really a sorrow movie, but I really loved it. It was good. Make you tear up a little bit, but it's definitely a part of life. Definitely, you know, part of life, really an everyday thing that people go through. But yeah, the movie I did like. And you know, tomorrow, Fame comes on. Tomorrow night, get your tickets, because everybody's going to see Fame tomorrow. So that should be really candy flush. So we will be in the building watching Fame tomorrow. So whatever state you're in, you can either go after 12 o'clock, meaning that will be Friday, to watch it, or wait till Friday and watch Fame. But I think we're going tomorrow night. Very 10 o'clock flight. Or 10 o'clock, I said 10 o'clock flight. Very 10 o'clock movie or something like that. So, yeah, whatever state you're in, Atlanta, Georgia, New York City, whatever, make sure you watch Fame. Fame. Sweat. It cost. You know how to go. Fame. So what is going on? It is a lot of drama. A lot of drama in so many different ways. People want to beat up people. People want to do this. People want to do that. Girls. Grow up. Let it go. I feel you read the bitch and get over it. As long as they don't touch you, you don't touch them, it should be fine. People is always going to say whatever they want to say about you or whoever. You can't stop their mouths. Just learn to deal with it and keep moving, because you can't really stop anybody that's going to say whatever they're going to say about you or whoever else, period. Yep. So, I'm not going to talk too long because I like talking with everybody on the phone, so, and I really don't have too much to say. Yeah. So, I'm going to definitely go straight to the cast and starting with Kelly, legendary mother straight from New York City, for no one. Thanks. Switchboard, honey. What is this, like an intermix or something? What the hell is going on? You're not using her services, or you just want me to talk longer?
That answer is true.
Everybody loves Kelly. Everybody loves to hear Kelly because she's rude. I'm not
sure. That answer is
they say everybody don't love Kelly. Wow. Now everybody loves Kelly too. Everybody loves me. All right. Let me talk about something that I wanted to talk about anyway, but I said I would wait and talk about it when everybody's on the phone. But I guess this might be the time to talk about it, because people like Switchboard wants me to talk a little bit, so I'm going to talk a little bit. Okay. If you are, I'm going to do it in both ways. If you are 30 years old and you are 40 years old, what is the age limit that you would date somebody? What would be the bottom line you would go to, and what will be the top line would you go to? So, for instance, okay, even if you're 20, say I'm 20 years old, how far would you go up to date someone, and how far would you go do it? You can't go too far down because you don't want to go to jail, but I'm just saying, you know, and how far you would go to. So that's why I said 30. How far would you go down? Would you date, if you were 30 years old, would you date an 18-year-old? And if you were 30 years old, would you date a 40-year-old? Do numbers really matter when it comes to this, or it's just to each his own? Because I feel, at first I felt numbers don't matter. But now I'm coming to a conclusion where numbers do matter to me, because I guess it's because of the knowledge and the growth of it all. Meaning, okay, I've been in this game for 40 years, so I know a lot more than an average person that came out at 20 or whatever, or 22 or whatever. So when they come out at that age, you know, first of all, they didn't run around and do everything that they needed to do to get their growth out of them. So you might be in a bind, meaning it ain't going to last long. This is some of the things I think of when if you're dating somebody young. It's not going to last long. Why I say it's not going to last long is because I feel that they're young and they didn't experience life yet. So by you being with them, they kind of, they even though they want to be with you, but I don't think they experience life and really know what a relationship is yet. So I don't know. That's just something I think about. So now, you know, years ago I used to pay when I was younger and date younger people, but now I'm getting to a time where I don't really like young kids. I love young kids, but I don't really like being in a relationship with them, is because it's, to me, I feel that it's not going to last. If you haven't done at least get, like, a lot of your youth out of you of running and getting used to the gay community and been out in the scene for at least 5 to 8 years or something, I feel that it's almost like you're fresh and you're still new, and it can fuck up you in the long run because you're settled and you want someone. And I just want to know if anybody feels the same way do I feel when it comes to a relationship. Like, I'd rather date somebody, even if they're still young, if they're 26 or 27, at least if they've been in the game since 18, then, I mean, they've been out for almost 7, 8 years, so they can still know the streets and know the gay scene. Because when you are fresh, new face in the gay scene, it's like, bitch, everybody in the world wants you. You're a date. You see so many lovely people, and you see so much ass or dick or whatever you're looking for. And then that's what fucks up your relationship. So I don't know. That's just something I wanted to bring up to store time before the cast come on, because two different people is going through, should they date this person or should they not date this person, and the stress of the family knowing that they might be young, or is it going to be stress, or how would their best friend see it, or if they look too old for the person when they're walking down the street, or if they ever hold hands. You know, I guess you got to think of it like that too. So I don't know, it's just something to think about. So basically, when people call in today, I just want them to, I'm going to ask the question, how do you feel about ages and dating, and give the, and I'm going to ask you questions about it, just to, don't give your answer, I just want to hear, like, if I ask you questions about it, what do you feel about it, and things of that nature. So I wanted to bring that up. Now we can go straight to New York City to the legendary Kelly, Miss Rice. Okay, was that better?
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to be real.
Wait, hold on, wait, legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
Huh? Oh,
what is, ooh.
My God, because, you know, I'm up here, honey, throw in the garbage. Honey, I'm up here, you know I'm doing so much. You know these kids out here, and they keep coming in here. Take that dog out of here. These kids is coming in here and all types of things and madness and stuff, and honey. And then I got some hot motherfucking, tea, bitch, some hot tea.
Okay.
And then I got some hot tea.
Before you get your hot tea, you're the first person I want to ask, because I mean, if you don't mind me asking this question, because you are in this situation a little bit, do you feel, I don't know if you want to tell nobody
it's
your
nothing,
age, but I
know you it's nothing wrong with the older woman dating a younger man.
Okay, and when you say a younger man, because I want to ask questions, when you say a younger man, as long as they're legal, it don't matter of the age, if they're 18, 19, 20, or would you still start at a certain age first?
That answer is true.
Because you got to be legal, and you know, which some state, to me, some states is 16 or 17, but to me, you're not really legal until you're 18. That's just to me, period. But so I'm going to say 18 or over, but do it matter to you if they 18, or do you think they should be at least 20 or 22 or whatever?
Well, my husband was 20 when we started dating, and he just turned 21 the other day. And I'm in my my late 20s.
Okay, well then, so if you're in your late 20s, I'm going to just say that's at least 7 or 8 years or maybe 9 years difference from your lover. So you feel basically it's not a problem if you like that. But do you ever think, since your lover, see, I don't know how long your lover been out in the scene, but
my lover's been out since he's been 13.
Okay, see, so that means your lover is experienced too, and that's a difference, because when you're an experienced young person, it gives you more knowledge and life, because that's what I'm confused about. I'm kind of scared to even date someone at a certain age if they knew, because when they're new, it's like a whole can of worms you have to deal with. But yeah.
Somebody hit me up and said as long as they got hair on their dick and they can come, it's good with them.
that's a freak, honey. Everybody, you know, they start getting hair on their dick at 16, and that's not legal. Well, some states it is legal, but still. But 18 or over, but I guess they mean, yeah, fair deal. So it don't matter. So some people that's 18 would date somebody like 50? I guess they would, because there's a certain few people out there. And there's some 50-year-olds I know that actually date younger guys, too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What you got, girl?
What did you say?
What kind of dirt you got?
I got some dirt. I have two pieces of dirt. But one of the pieces of dirt I can't release one piece of the dirt, honey.
Okay.
So I'm going to pay it, and so I actually confirmed the dirt. You know, because you know I'm a nosy bitch. So I'm gonna confirm it. But honey, it had something to do with the federal penitentiary and the girls.
Oh my God.
But I found out some other dirt on the girl being in the federal penitentiary. I'm not going to mention any names, but the one queen is in the federal penitentiary until May 7th of 2010. They're in the federal penitentiary. But I'm not going to mention any names with the T. But they are in there, and that T is definitely confirmed from the website of the federal penitentiary.
Oh, my God. So this is somebody, you said, into what year?
Until May 7th of 2010.
Oh, so that's like May 7th. That's only like 6. That's like, what, 8 months, 9 months? That's not bad.
Yes.
You think
so?
That's really bad? I mean, if they told me, Mr. Clark, do 10 months, I'll be all right. If they said 10 years, I'm going to be a cunty queen, and because I'm not big or nothing, I'm not an asshole. I'm not gonna go in there trying to fight everybody, knowing I'm going to die. So I'm going to have some big. I'm going to go for the biggest bitch in there, and she's going to be the husband or whatever it takes. I hopefully dick though. Hopefully, if she don't like dick, I just got to deal with it and try to figure it out some kind of way. But if she, I hopefully, you know, because you big don't mean you don't like dick. So hopefully she'll like dick. But I would have to find the biggest queen that's in charge of the penitentiary, and then I'd just be his husband, wife, slash, whatever.
Oh. Oh.
That's why I don't want to go to jail. That's why I do not want to go.
Well, the girls in the chat room said, Harold doesn't get out until 2019.
I don't believe that.
That answer is
I heard Harold has no more than 2 to 3 years. That's it.
I'm gagging at all these girls and this.
That answer is.
Oh, so he had more than 2 or 3 years? He had less.
That answer is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so he had less.
My girlfriend, my sources mistake. My sources, please, my sources, just hit me up. Send me the link to the website because I closed the link to the website so I can put it in, and I'll confirm exactly how much time Miss Harrell had in jail, Miss Day. Oh, Miss Day, the girls are eating me up with the motherfucking tea, Miss Day.
But I like Harrell. If anybody can actually email me Harrell's information, I definitely want to write Harrell, and I'm being sincere.
I'll have Harrell information in a few minutes.
I really do like Harrell as a person.
Somebody just hit me up again. He'll be home very soon.
That's what's up. That's hot.
She's in the federal penitentiary in Alexandria, Virginia.
That's what's up.
Honey, my girl is sending me the links to the websites and everything. Missing. My girls be on point with their motherfucking shit when they hit me up. Missing. They send me the girls' government names and everything to search for these girls in jail, Miss Day. I live for my girls, honey. My girls in they be on point with their shit, bitch. Baby, it's just so much.
Well, since y'all want to, you gotta eat it. Since y'all want to find. LOL, yeah. J-Lo, yeah. Yo, we off the block. Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
Well, since y'all want to find girls, could y'all find Eugene Mizrahi, Balenciaga Mizrahi? Find his info and give me that, too, because I want to write him, and I don't know where he's at. He's in Virginia somewhere, too, I heard. But I don't know exactly where, so if anybody find him, please let me know.
You got to know his real name.
I know his real name, but I don't want to give that on the air.
Well, that's how they're going to find it.
No, I can't give that. I'm going to find it through his family or something.
Harrell will be home. Harrell will be home October 20th, 2010. Harrell will be home. The jail that he's in is unknown.
Oh, that is actually 1 year from now, basically. 1 year and about a month and a half or something like that. Because my birthday is next month, and then he'll be coming back out the year after, same month, 9 days before the birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Everyone's got to make a living.
Okay, Jenny, now it's your turn. I have to ask you.
Ooh.
How do you feel about dating a younger person, and how far of a younger person would you date?
As long as they're legal.
So if they're 18 or over, it don't matter to you about age?
No, if you can't help who you, 8 is just a number. You can't help who you fall in love with.
Okay. So it wouldn't even matter if they was fresh out of the box or they had years but they still young.
If they came out
at 13, but they've been gay since 13 to 21 and you started dating them at 21, so that means they got years and their experience, or would it matter if they just came out at 18 and you met them at 18 and a half and then y'all
didn't matter. Because if they're young and experienced, that could be good or bad also. But
that's
if they're
true.
Young, you can mold, and it could be a really good experience. If they've never been tainted, touched, or tampered.
Do you feel that that's blocking them because they might be new and fresh from the world?
No. I mean, if they
work in both ways, too, because they like you, one, and they can learn and be a better person in life, too.
Right.
Or if they can go to someone else and be a fucked-up person. So it's, I guess
right.
That works in both ways, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cougar.
You're a what?
A cougar.
A cougar.
Yeah. Because my husband now, he's 25, and I'm in my early 30s. So, you know.
You kind of hesitated, baby, like
my her. So, yeah. So, what about you, Andre? Would you date somebody?
Would you date somebody younger if it was legal? Yeah, okay, this is what I'm going through now, and I never went through this, and I don't know, is it because my age? Is it because I'm growing a little differently? Years ago when I was, like, from 32 to at least 37, I didn't have no ego thing where I was thinking about the people that I dated and the age. As long as they was over 18, it didn't matter to me. Now that I'm in this 40 stage, I don't know if it's because of the experience I had and I'm tired of young people, the way they treat.
But you tell the young people that's what you're attracted to, so you cannot help what you're attracted to.
That's true. I guess that's because I'm in the crowd of the young crowd or whatever, so I'm always going to find someone attractive that's younger because I'm always in the ballroom and in that face of.
And not even
people.
That, you don't look your age, so.
But this is the thing I'm going through now. It's like, should I date someone that is fresh and from a young teenager or an adult from 18 to 21 or someone that's 18 to 21 but they've been out so long, they've been out for 5 or 7 years and they have experience. To me, both of them age a little differently, so that's why I'm kind of confused.
So you have two potentials that you...
I have about 6 potentials, no fool, but... It's just the whole point of, do I want to even go that route again because of all of it? You know,
you like younger, so it's not a matter of where you're going. You like younger guys, so...
And then I'm still nervous with the whole point of, you know, my moms and my family don't really mind. You know, everybody don't know I have a son that's 21 years old. Now, it don't bother me to date someone that's around my son's age, but it is in the back of my head, like, wow, this child
Why?
Is the same age as my son, you know, so it actually is something to think about.
Hmm.
And then you still got to worry about, even though they are grown, I don't never want no one to see me in the eye of, oh, he's a child molester, or he's a, you know.
Okay, they're going to talk about whatever they want to say regardless. As long as you're happy, then nothing else matters. Everybody can fuck themselves.
That's true, too.
Because at the end of the day, you have to be happy first before you think about what anybody else say.
Yeah, as long as they are legal and you don't go to jail from it. How you doing?
Right. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? But, yeah, that's the thing that I'm going through now, though, yeah. Because, I mean, it is someone that I really, really think that's very, very attractive, and I'm thinking about it, you know.
So then what's to think about?
But at the same time, yes.
They said make sure your next lover has a job.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I will make sure. And I thank you for that.
And if he doesn't and you decide to be with somebody, that's your fucking business also.
But even if they don't have a job, I am the type that always try to keep my lover on a straight path to success in some kind of way. I'm not the type that want my lover to
you
do
could hold him down until he's
him.
Able to get a job.
Yeah.
There's nothing
and
wrong with
I
that.
And I will, because I'm the type, if you're going to go with somebody, it's supposed to be equal, period.
Yes.
So you're supposed to give them whatever you can to help them grow.
So what are you supposed to say? Oh, baby, you don't have a job. We can't do nothing.
Yeah.
We can't
A lot of people do that, though.
Well, then that's why they're miserable now and sending messages talking about you should date somebody with a fucking job. You cannot help who you love. You cannot help anything. And sometimes, you know.
I just got a message. Do your man got a job?
Who?
That's the message that came across.
He's at work right now. Yes, he's at work. Right.
I'm just waiting
about
that. Oh, yes.
But what Jenny is saying, if he didn't have a job.
What I'm saying is he didn't at first.
And help him get one. Yeah,
he didn't at first, and he was ambitious enough, and he wanted one. And I said, well, whenever you get one, it'll be the right time. And he got one,
but
and he trust me, he's working.
I love
him.
I love who?
Jennifer. They said, do you have a job?
No, I don't have a job right now.
No, but that's a lie. You do have a job, man. Let me break something down, Jennifer. You do hear so much.
Well, I do hear.
That's a way that you make your money, and you can. And hair's expensive, so you do hear so much, bitch. You're a part of hair, bitch.
Yeah. So I mean,
but you just don't have a 9-to-5 where everybody can see you leaving your house. But you definitely make legal money. And see, this is the little problem that a lot of people put you through, where not you, but everybody. If they don't see you having a 9-to-5, they feel that, oh, you're not as good as the next bitch that have a 9-to-5. As long as you making legal, completely money, and you're not out there harming nobody, and you're not going to jail for what you do, and you don't ever have to go to jail, you are correct to make the money whichever way you can. And don't sell your ass for it.
Right.
And if you had to, do it and stop after you get enough to find something
else. Oh. Wow. Wait, let me see something.
There's nothing wrong with holding somebody down because, I mean, it's nothing wrong.
Because whatever you got to do to help your friend, you need to do it.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with people, you know, and people always want to say, oh, we want to get in a relationship and it's going to be 50-50. Half of the reality don't know what 50-50 means.
Exactly.
Really.
Oh, shit. Jennifer. Whoever this queen is on Yahoo that keep hitting me up, Mistake, they is coming for you, Mistake.
Well, let them come. Come on.
They get in a hurry. Your job is back pages, bitch. Oh my God! I want to play this game in the chat room, and it's called Name That Monkey.
Name that. You know what, bitch? I'm a fuck Kelly up, and I know where she going, bitch.
It's called Name That Monkey. I'm gonna put a series of pictures in the chat room, and you must name that monkey, honey. Oh my God. Please, let me go to my photo bucket and get the picture. And you must name...
Who is it a picture of?
Baby, it's pictures of different girls.
Oh.
Okay? And you must name that fucking monkey. It's a cute game that I came up with, honey. And it's really cute. And I just had to upload the pictures on my photo bucket. So now I'm trying to get the link from my photo bucket. So I can put it in the chat room, so the girls can see the pictures. And baby, it's going to be a key, honey. It's really a key, honey. Hold on. I'm getting the first picture right now. And I'm getting the link for it.
For okay. Name That Monkey.
Here comes the first link in the chat room. To name that monkey.
Miss Thing, Kelly is a mentally gone.
They say, you know.
And you gotta go. I already know every switchboard and chat room. I already know every monkey that she's gonna put up there. And she is really crazy.
Miss Thing. Oh my God, I gotta see what they say in the chat room. Oh my God. Hold on. Let me get the next picture, honey. Baby, here's a fucking key. I'm having so much fun with these I'm gonna have so much fun. Motherfucking pictures. Hold on. I'm getting the next link, honey. I'm getting the next link, honey. And the girls in the chat room, you have to tell me who the monkeys are, honey. You gotta name those monkeys, honey. Baby. Oh my God. Andre, where are you at?
I am actually in the car riding around. Why?
Why are you in the car riding around?
Because they threw me in the car.
Oh shit!
but you know I'm home. I'm in Atlanta right now, waiting for the mini ball tonight. But I'm actually in the car riding around.
Baby,
I thought you was leaving on
my
Friday.
God. Hold on.
I didn't mind. I had to get home. You know, money.
Oh.
Honey, hold on. Here comes the next monkey. I'm putting the picture in the chat room, honey. Honey, let me get the last link, honey. Switchboard, are you seeing the pictures that I put in the chat room, Switchboard? Okay. Y'all got those? Y'all got all of those pictures, okay? Now, here's the last picture in the game of Name That Monkey. Okay. Here we go.
That lady is mentally gone. say, Jenny, you would gag where she gets your tickets from.
Where did she get a card?
Half of them she got from my MySpace.
Bitch. Oh, my God. That concludes the game of Name That Monkey.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh!
That is really a fool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bitch. I had so much
that
fun.
That last one was a full dose.
I had so much fun today looking at all Andre's pictures on his MySpace page. And there's a category of fab and famous people, mistake, and this is another one I saw. I went to the fab and famous people and seen some pictures of the girls. And then I went to another part that said, what the fuck was that, honey? And baby.
Name that monkey.
Name that monkey. How do I get in the chat room? Honey, hold on. Let me, you got the link that I send you. Let me get in on the show. Click on that link. And it takes you right in the chat room. But I don't know if you're going to be able to see the pictures of those monkeys because I got rid of them already. That's the link to get in the chat room, baby. Honey, hold on. Hold on. We have a caller on Tangy/Wednesday. 347-426. You on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 347-426. You on the air. Hello? Andre?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I guess not. Next caller, switchboard. 678-830. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. I mean, on Tangy/Wednesday. What's your flavor?
What's that?
What's going on? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, next caller, please. 310-743, you're on the air on Tangy/Wednesday. What's your flavor, Gay Tay?
What's my flavor?
Yes.
Hello? What's going on, Gay Tay?
Hey,
yes.
RJ.
Hey.
Nothing, just being gay, just listening to y'all conversation and everything.
Gay Tay, would you marry someone that's young? As long as they're legal, 18 or over, would you marry someone that is young?
Honestly, yeah, because I'm close to 30. I do somebody like 16 to 18, around that age.
Ooh, 16 is pushing it, honey.
16 is legal in some
states. Yeah, in some states. It is. You ain't know, because I looked it up.
But you were with somebody 16 before.
I never was with anyone that was 16, ever, lover. Never.
Well, they were 17.
No, they was 18, and they just turned 18. How about that? And that
no, we're not going to talk about the new one. We're talking about in the past.
The new one, I don't date at all, and the new one liked me, and that's who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say that name.
I'm not going to say that name because that's a very high name.
Do not put that out.
Okay, don't put
I'm not going to put that out.
The girl's
I
one
would do a tight issue, Andre.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. So who is that person?
You got to go,
Name that monkey.
Name that monkey. I'm at the Gold Coast 7 last night. Dude took my money, the security guard, and put me up. I thought her car was tagged. She was a lying little stubborn bitch. Yeah, that's another other car. Hello?
Okay, Gay Tay, we're going to let you go, Gay Tay. You call us back if you got some more tea, okay? Okay. Next caller, please. Ready. Oh.
Name that monkey. Yeah.
Name that monkey.
Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my God. Switchboard, do we have any other callers? Bitch. That game is a motherfucking kiki. Baby. Hello, what are y'all doing?
We're waiting to name the monkey.
Oh, no, it ain't no more pictures.
Oh.
No, I was talking about Andre's friend.
Oh, my friend. I have no friend yet. But it's just something to think about, though.
Oh, Andre, somebody hit me up and said, let's name the monkey Andre.
I could, they say I do look like a monkey. I could deal with that.
Oh, shit. Oh,
they say I look
God,
like Curious
honey.
George. They say I look like a monkey. Stuff like that.
It's a picture floating around, and it's called Tranny Meat.
Tranny Meat, bitch. We went through that lab yesterday. Tranny Meat.
Miss, what's her name, Aloha?
And they have Tranny Trade.
Ooh, Miss Day, they gave them a very, they said somebody in the chat room gave them a very, no more games, stop before they find Miss Jennifer's ad.
Ooh. They have Tranny Meat, they have Tranny Trays, and they have Tranny Balls. She meat.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to change the topic to name Andre's young monkey. Who
oh, my God.
Who do you think Andre's
oh.
young monkey?
Oh, my God.
If you know or you think you know who Andre's new young monkey is, please feel free to press 1 and with us or definitely
call. You know what? For some reason, I think Switchboard was in on that one.
Honey, please let us know. Name Andre new young monkey. That's the topic for right now. Name Andre new young monkey.
That answer is true.
So now, if you know what it is, so now if you
Georgia
know what
400
it
is like 5 minutes from here. I'll show you how to get there. Yeah, go ahead.
What is 5 minutes from here?
I'm talking to someone in the car with me. Mine.
Oh? Is that the monkey in the car?
What?
Is that the monkey in the car? Oh, somebody said Mook. Somebody said Bubbles.
Somebody said Mook. Somebody said, wait, somebody said Mook and somebody said who else?
Bubbles.
Who the fuck is Bubbles?
Michael.
Is that,
Michael
is that the
monkey.
Michael monkey? Oh, that was cute.
They get the right, no, Mook is the old monkey. They get the right,
and
Lola.
And Mook is Lola. Mook
oh,
is 22.
Shit.
Mook is 22. He might be 23 now.
Okay, somebody hit me up and they said they know. Who is it? Hit me up and let me know. Somebody IM me and said they know. Hit me up and let me know.
An announcement from the great and powerful Oz.
Okay.
See Bitsy Spider went
oh.
up
oh,
the water
shit.
Spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out came the sun and dried up all the rain. The itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Oh, shit, man. Somebody hit me up, and they said if Gay Tay knows who Andre's new monkey is.
Andre!
I think Switchboard.
Switchboard just tried to.
I was cringing at Switchboard 1 second, honey.
Switchboard!
That was hot, Switchboard. That was really fucking
hot. That
was
talent.
That was
talent. Anyway, once it's Gay Tay, know who it is.
That was hot.
That was continental talent.
Yeah, that was definitely straight continental. You have
yep.
won.
That was talent, yeah.
And you know, talent wins the case, baby.
Yes.
You won.
They said Marco
well,
Herrera.
Ooh.
Marco Herrera, bitch.
Monkey's
more
not
than...
apes.
I'm going to hurt you. Marco is like 29 or something, 26. I don't know how old Marco is.
Yeah, it's too much.
They said Marco Herrera. That's my daughter.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit, me and Jennifer both said
how y'all going to go? Wait a
minute. When does she come? She's like third daughter removed.
Yeah, she's like third daughter from the Midwest South, you know, over there that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
They said it's Itty Bitty Chanel.
Who is Itty Bitty Chanel?
You know, little monkey. Somebody
I don't
kidding.
Even know who that is. I heard the name before, but I don't even know who that is. She? Oh, he a cat boy? Itty Bitty Chanel is a cat boy.
Okay.
Oh, he's a Vogue Femme, they said. Well, I don't know if he's a cat boy or Vogue Femme. They say he's a drag.
A drag.
And they say she does that too. So she's multi-talented.
Oh, work.
She's an all-around butcher nugget.
Oh,
in drag.
Oh, my God, Andre. They said Kevin Omni.
Oh,
so they
Kevin
put Kevin
Omni.
Oh, God, no.
So they said I'm dating Kevin Omni.
Okay. We're gonna go straight into our commercial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jasmine Couture presents the Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realness for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with a $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The After School Cat Fight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/Jasmine's Collection.
Yes, we are definitely back. And don't forget, your mini grand prize for that night is open to all European runway, zoology class, animalistic. You have to bring an animal to life on the back of the runway. Twister versus Sisters, the Twisters of the Jocks, the Sisters of the Cheerleaders. Butch Queen Face, you must come out and dissect that bitch picture. Bring an 8x10 picture and dissect her picture. Slim Queen Face versus Big Girl's Face, honey. Team Realness is another mini grand. Those are your mini grand categories, honey. Yes, honey. So be there, be square. The doors open up at 6 o'clock. The doors open up at 4 o'clock. 6 o'clock. And tables are damn near gone. Get your Green Dot cards. Get my sister phone number. Get her IM. Get her Yahoo. Gmail and hit her up and
ooh.
Send her your $200 green dot because
oh.
tables are going fast. The bill is less than 28 days away.
Dun, dun.
I'm going to be there, bitch. I'm going to be in the building, bitch. I can't wait, honey. I don't even want to see the grand prize. I don't even want to...
Jenny, why 10 of us is going away for, like, the end of November, like, my birthday, and we going on to the Poconos, like, 10 of us.
Oh.
We going to get a cab trip,
and well, I'm saying cab.
A cabin trip,
yeah, for my birthday weekend, and we're going to just have a lot of fun.
What's the cost?
We're trying to break down the cost now, but it might be like 5 to 7 a person.
For you and your lover?
700?
Yeah.
For you and your lover?
$700 for two people?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good, because that's like $350 per person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Andre, who are you taking?
I don't know.
I think you should go alone. Just have fun.
You said I think I should go alone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I definitely want to go. Oh, my God.
Switchboard, you got talent. That is you are continental.
Switchboard is really trying it. But
continental.
I definitely think I might go with someone, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oops, I have to get my snowsuit ready.
But that way, I really want my closest friends and daughters and sons and stuff to be with me that weekend so we can definitely have fun at a place that we've never been to before. And then we can play games together and have fun. And then the cabin holds like 5 to 6 bedrooms. It's really like phenomenal.
It sure is.
So that's what we're getting off the ground now, and we're definitely going to hit it that weekend and have much, much fun.
Oh, wait, I'm getting some teas. Let me see.
What are you getting?
Switchboard, why can't Kelly go?
Switchboard's a what?
Kelly can't go. Oh, she snores.
So we got to put her in the back room by herself.
Switchboard said Kelly can't go because she snores.
Kelly
got to
be in the den room. Kelly got to be in the room by herself, like the den.
She got to get her own cabin.
On some other note, honey. Celebrity gossip, honey. Kourtney Kardashian is supposedly getting married
this
week.
It's confirmed she is.
She's getting married this weekend, honey, to a football player, honey. He just got signed for $33 million for the next 4 years. Work!
Yes,
honey.
And they've only been dating 3 weeks.
Who?
And he bought her a 9-carat diamond ring.
Who?
Her husband, Kourtney Kardashian. Well, her fiance now. 9 carats. She up there with Whitney and them bitches. Well, Whitney had a 15-carat or something like that, right?
How much is it? I know that's right.
They say, who is all those people talking in the background?
Singing in the background.
Yeah, some of my baby cunt sisters and sons and daughters in Atlanta, Georgia, are getting ready. They came from out of town to go to the mini ball in Atlanta.
Oh.
They came from where?
From out of town. Two came from Florida and 2 came from New York.
Oh, okay.
Girl, I know that's right. The children are in the building.
Who's from New York?
Huh?
Who's from New York? The floods are fine now, right? Down
there. Oh, yeah. Shamel and Whoopi, they came from New York. They with me in Atlanta.
Y'all drove or y'all took... Y'all drove down there?
No, we flew.
I put
them right on with me. We flew.
Oh, Kelly, you got the car?
Yes.
Yeah, Kelly got the car.
Oh, bitch, really? Oh, that's why you ain't call nobody. Okay, I caught it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to call for like 2 or 3 days because we ain't coming back. We're going straight
well,
to the
car. Well, I guess
car.
She ain't going to be calling me till that car.
Until Shamel come back and get his car.
Right.
Who the?
You know how she operates. She would pay me that.
I'll be over to get Preston card.
No, you won't. I'll be paying it.
Oh, really?
Ah. You didn't tell me that you got that, Okay. I'll see what you're doing. Are you going on Friday?
What?
Are you going on Friday to perform for Gina?
Yes.
Oh,
and she's a junior.
Who?
Honey, I don't know. I was reading some tea that I had. Honey, I'm sending some.
Ooh! Wait a minute, Andre. I just got some tea. Tell Andre I said I would take him anytime. Fuck Joseph. Fuck Itty Bitty. Fuck all the lame niggas he ever fucked with. And let a real nigga handle it.
Who's the real nigga? Say something. What's your name? Where you from, real nigga?
What's your name? They just sent me that on Yahoo.
I need a girl to get my life.
Huh?
Somebody just hit me up and said, tell Jenny I'm mad. She has not came to see me since I've been here, and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Tell TJ he is running around with Tariq.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Oh, his name is Jerome Andre.
His name is Jerome?
Jerome.
Jarrell?
Jerome.
Okay, Jerome, hit me up. Jerome, hit me up on my MySpace and let me see some pictures of
Jerome's
you.
Jerome's in the house.
Oh,
Flash is
tonight.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely hit the Waffle
Whoopi
House.
Whoopi is trying it. Look at her. Tell that bitch, bring me back some waffles. Oh, she want to go to Waffle House. Oh, it's Jerome X
Waffle House is the best restaurant in Atlanta.
Andre,
said?
Jerome X Prestige.
I got to see a picture.
What category are you? He said he spoke to you before. How old are you, Jerome?
I was going to say, you know how many people I speak to every day in my life, Jerome? You have to hit me up with a picture.
I'm trying to get his age. How old are you, Jerome?
Andre, tell Jenny that I'm going to bring her back to waffles.
She better, and don't tease me because I would attack her.
She said, you better, and don't tease her because she would attack you. She said she will. They'll
okay.
be a little cold, but she's going to make sure
no,
they're warm enough to warm them up. They're
yeah.
microwavable, Jenny said. So it don't matter. You want some meat to go along with that waffle, she said. Hello?
Hello?
Andre, he's 20 years old.
Oh, he's 20.
Are you TB yeah. or Versace? Hit me up and let me know so I let him know.
And then you got to say, and then you got to ask him.
Yeah, about the eat and all that. Yeah, I know.
No, not the eat, bitch. I hurt you.
What if it's, you said nothing huge? You're not, ma'am. You're pillow talk with us.
But I didn't even worry about that part. I'm really more worried about how long. Is he new? Is he fresh? Has he been out for years?
He's
20.
He could have came out at
13.
Okay, well, Jerome, hit me up. How old? When did you come out? Are you young, fresh, and clean?
You know, just because you're young don't mean you ain't been
what
in the
what was your category? Oh, wait, Andre, they are turning you tonight. Somebody just hit me up and said, X Andre. Ask Andre, who is Baby Revlon?
Baby Revlon is... yeah, they all trying it. Baby Revlon is Butch Queen that walks face in the House of Revlon. They've been out for like about 7 or 8 years. He's actually a cute Butch Queen, too.
Okay.
And he lives in North Carolina, Virginia.
He said he is new. He is brand new. DEA approved. Fresh meat.
That's what he said at 20?
He's 20, yes. He's brand new.
And he said he's fresh meat.
Fresh, brand new.
Oh,
never
so that
meat. Tainted or touched.
Oh, no, that's right. Fresh meat is always good meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can hit Andre up at iconandre@yahoo.com.
And for who sent you who's Baby Revlon?
Shamel.
Yeah, thank you. I knew it was him.
This is definitely, we're definitely going to change the topic, and now it's 12 o'clock. We're going to change it to the game game. If you want to suck, fuck, or Andre, please definitely feel free.
Okay, so here, well, he's, go off, Kelly.
Okay, this is switchboard trying a patient.
Tell Andre I would lick it, fuck it, take it, suck it, love it.
No,
everything.
We're not taking IMs. We're not taking IMs. We're taking callers. So tell those IMs.
Oh, well, is this one person, Jerome, calling?
No, pick up the phone, honey, and call in. If you want to suck it, you want to fuck it, or get fucked, but saying definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely hook you up on a date
with
Andre, honey.
Yes. We're doing the Khloe Kardashian thing. If you're from New York, he'll be back here on Friday. So we'll have a trip or something for a hotel. I mean, a restaurant, or Kelly would cook, however it goes. And we would, but wait, we have to see what you look like. Are you dark skin, light skin? Black, white, Puerto Rican, or Haitian? Jerome?
Oh my God. Why my thing is not letting me talk?
You're what?
I'm trying to talk, but it won't let me talk in this thing I'm trying to do. You know I'm always up to something.
Uh-oh, he said he don't do on-air relationships. Well, you can call Andre at 404-914-4449. And now your name is Jerome, and you guys can take it from there. Don't forget I get first dibs on the wedding.
I need to see a visual. Before he calls, he must send a full-body visual.
Girl, you don't have to say. Andre could give that and then let you know afterwards.
To everybody out there, I really am, like, lonely. I really need a lover, a real lover.
You sound so desperate.
And I feel, I am desperate now. I'm desperate. You got to go. I'm a desperate old man that's looking for a good lover. I'm selling myself like the dating
now
game.
Now you sound like B. Arthur from a Golden Girls.
Like you really on the dating game, bitch. I'm looking for a real, true lover that's, you got to go, that's 5'9", and you know, stop lying.
Andre, somebody just said, can they eat your ass? Toss your salad.
Can they eat my ass? That is real nasty.
Actually, who said it?
You got to go, yeah, but no, that's real. Who said that? Who's being nasty like that?
In your background, somebody who...
Somebody's in my house, ain't it?
Somebody, that's who you with in that car.
What happened to Joseph?
You have to ask Joseph that.
Can people propose marriage on air? Yes, they can propose marriage on air as long as we get invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, before I forget, Jahira was deemed...
Wait, hold on,
lesbian.
Andre, hold on. Somebody just ate it up. They said, tell Andre, he is paying... All the butch queens that have a living and a career that's making something out of themselves for only butch queens that's unemployed.
Okay, and now let me tell them something. How could I know if someone wants me that don't approach me that have a career or something like that? Because I don't know. So I can't be paying them. They might be paying me, too, because they don't think that I see them. I don't know if they like me.
Mm.
Whoever said that.
Kelly IM is legendary. Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com.
For what?
Somebody wanted to hear Yahoo. Legendary Kelly Mizrahi in the little box that says who you are. Put your name in your
house.
So she.
I will not accept you.
Well, what if they're not in the house and they're just a listener?
They pick 007 or they just pick radio listener, honey, and then I pick them with the radio girls.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh, before I forget, I was on the Lesbian Radio Show tonight, What's the Tease, and Jahira was deemed lesbian tonight, so she's officially a lesbian. Jahira Aga. Mm-hmm. She's gagging, I know she is.
Jahira's a lesbian now?
They deemed her lesbian tonight, lesbian woman, yes she was.
Jahira, call in. Caller, you're a lesbian. I want to congratulate you for switching over.
Yes. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome.
Yes, funny. Okay, hold on. Switchboard's typing. Okay, so? Honey.
Sounds like it was shade somewhere. You said so.
I want to give a shout out to the bitchiest cunt bitch and the motherfucking and BK, Miss Thang. I want to give a big Benji cunt birthday shout out to my Benji cunt motherfucking girlfriend, Miss motherfucking Maya Icon. It's her motherfucking birthday. Bitch is cottage bitch in motherfucking Brooklyn.
What's
this Maya
a Libra?
Bitch.
Works for being a Libra, Maya. Yes, Benji Cut Maya. Oh, well, my birthday is coming up next week, the 28th, Andre.
Okay.
You have to beat that Gucci bag.
I got it. Jennifer.
Huh?
When you used to like dick, Jennifer, did you like big dicks or small dicks?
What?
I'm changing the topic, Miss Day.
Well, don't, but girl, why would you ask me that?
Miss Day, what size dicks did you girls like, honey? 4'10", 7'2", 8". You're on the air on what the fuck? I mean, on Tansy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Listen, I just had a couple topics I wanted to touch on that you guys had went over the last couple days, and
yeah.
I wasn't able to actually get to my phone to talk to you guys about it. So I just wanted to basically go back and go over some things that I thought that some people out there may need to hear that has not been voiced yet. So I hope y'all just got a couple minutes. I can just get this out of me.
Who is?
Okay, so my first thing I wanted to say is thank you guys. I thank all of y'all for allowing me and people that y'all don't know to allow us into your life and talk about the things that y'all talk about. Because
mm-hmm.
I realize that y'all tell us about y'all day to day and y'all talking about y'all personal lives and y'all letting us in. And a part of you letting us in is that I look at it like this. Sometimes I wake up and I'm calling my friends and things like that. And I'm actually talking to my friends on the phone like I know you guys personally. Like, I'm like, did you hear Kelly say this? Did you hear Jennifer say this? Did you hear Andre say this? And sometimes it has to be a reality check to myself that I don't know you guys personally. So I have to be coy about what I say and what I do say about you guys. So thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm probably speaking for a lot of other people into y'all lives like you do. I really, really appreciate that. So that was number one.
You.
I want to make sure that was out there. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Thank
seriously,
you.
Like, seriously, thank you, because it's actually allowing me to see you guys outside of the ballroom scene, which I only get to see is when you guys walk in your categories and things like that. I myself don't walk. I've been going to balls like, Jesus, like 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just really great to see somebody outside of that into another light and get to see who you really are. So that was the first thing that I wanted to make sure I say. I put it out there. The second thing I wanted to say is that I think a lot of people need to have that reality check of what I just said. Is that I'm trying to think of how can I word this. A lot of people need to have that reality check that you guys are allowing us into your lives and you're allowing us into your home. And if you allow somebody into your home, you don't come in somebody's home and then go straight in their kitchen and open up the refrigerator and help yourself to something to drink. I'm using that as an analogy to say the other day, Andre, forgive me for what I'm about to do. I hope I'm not bringing up a sore subject. But the other day when someone called in about you not going to the funeral or anything like that, again, this person did not know anything about you or what your personal situation was going on, if you had anything personal or anything about your life. Again,
yeah.
The fact that you guys allow us to come into your life and talk to us about your day-to-day, and every day y'all open up this subject radio, and every time I've heard, you always talk about what you guys have done for the day or you talk about what has gone on in the week. So you're allowing us into your life. So for somebody actually to call and say something like that about where you decide to make your appearances at, that was totally disrespectful, and I'm so sorry that you had to endure that. I felt your pain when you was going through it, when you said what they said, and I was, like, over here literally, like, cussing and fussing at the person and realizing that I don't even know this person either. So, again,
yeah.
Some of us just need that reality check that you guys are allowing us, again, into your house, into your life, and they just need to understand that we can't overstep our boundaries with going in there. Same thing with you, Kelly. I hear them all the time calling you, saying you fat and all this, that, and other. Forgive me for saying that because I'm not that type of person to even say that about anybody. But, I mean, when I hear other people say that, I say to myself, don't she know that she wakes up every day and look in the mirror so she know what she look like? So what the hell are they calling wanting to say all of this for? I mean, I understand you guys allowing people to voice their opinion, but sometimes I think some people just going a little too far with it. It really just burns me sometimes with some people going a little bit too far with it because these are some things that, you know, you already know, that you already know about yourself, and you have made it clear time and time again that you're comfortable with yourself and your own skin, and I love you for it. And I appreciate you, and I respect you so much more than what I've seen on the ballroom floor about you and everything else. Andre, the same thing. Jennifer as well. Like I said, I've been around for years and years just watching, just sitting on the sideline watching, and it just brings so much more of a light into it. And I really, really appreciate you guys for all of that. I really, really do. But the one thing, I really do. I'm serious. And the one thing I think a lot of people also need to get out of this situation is that we all fight in the same battle. It's the game called life, and none of us is going to make it out alive anyways. So for us to just sit back and love each other and respect each other for the differences that we do have, one of the differences I think that we need to respect each other about is the topic yesterday. I was not able to be here on the phones, but I go back on my computer and I archive and I listen to it. And the topic yesterday was something about them queens dating butches. Man, I think that, you know, you would think that in our own society that we would actually love each other and embrace each other more when they come with something different instead of us sitting there knocking each other and throwing punches at each other. Again, we all fighting the same battle. We all gay, so we're fighting something out there, something bigger, and stepping to a better cause. If we don't understand something, let's come to somebody with a question about it instead of coming to somebody attacking them or saying that they're bad or they're this or they're that because of what they choose to do. You know, I always say this, and this is one positive thing that I like to put out there, and I hope everybody is listening because I believe it's a very good message, is that people make the world go round, and the world is round and not flat. And if everybody starts thinking alike and start doing the same thing a lot, the world will stop spinning and we will all fall off. So we need each other to be different. And saying that if we all thought alike and we all wanted to be the same type of person, all of us go to medical school and become doctors, the world would be full of doctors, and then the world would just end. Because we need somebody to go out there and harvest the food that we eat. We need somebody to go out there and build the homes that we live in. So if we all become doctors, who's going to be an electrician? Who's going to go out and harvest the food? Who's going to go out and make? Who's going to go out and build the homes that we live in? Who's going to go out and give us the entertainment that we watch on television? So it's about loving each other for how different that we are and respecting the fact that we're not the same and that we are all different. And that's going to make us go so much higher and farther in life. That was all I had to say. And I really thank you guys so much.
What's your name?
My name is David Andrew. Actually, you and I have met each other a couple times. We've seen each other. And I sent you a message on MySpace, and I told you how much I really respect you as a person. It was about maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. I used to live in Atlanta as well. I don't live in Atlanta anymore, but, you know.
Did I reply back?
You did reply back, but this was so long ago, you know, and I can't remember. I sent you a friend request, and I remember I was telling you about the friend request. We met, actually, Gay Pride in New York City years and years ago. I was somebody that y'all all know, lover at the time. Or whatever. I don't know if he want me to put that out there because he's dating somebody new, and I don't want to be putting him out there like that.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
okay.
You and I, we've seen each other. We met each other. We talked to each other in the palace a couple times. I don't know if you remember now.
I don't remember.
So we've seen each other. We see each other a lot, and you always speak when we see each other. And I just wanted to say, you know, I'll let you know next time I see you that it was myself.
But for me not to even know who you are and for you to talk like that, you're a very intelligent man, and I thank you for everything that you just have said because sometimes I just be myself, and sometimes when people like you say stuff like that, it really hits me that I am making a difference in someone's life, and that means a lot to me. Really.
And you are, and Kelly, and again, like I said, I've never seen you outside of, and I've never had a judgment. I've always been one to never really pass judgment at anybody. So I was never passing judgment from what I saw. I've always just seen you having to stand your own ground as yourself, and that's the farthest I ever went in judgment. But there have been times when I have caught myself, and like I said, I tell myself, and I think everybody out there need to realize this one thing, that you guys, again, allowing us into your lives. And there are times, like I said, I call my friends and ask them, did you hear this? Did you hear them say that? Or whatever. And I have to check myself, like, wow, these are not my friends. I can't go around saying the things that I want to say about them like that, you know. So I have to check myself and just keep it at a moderation and say, you just invited me in, so I'm going to come in your house and I'm going to be respectful and sit down on the couch and just listen to what you have to tell me and take whatever I want to take. And if I don't like it, I'm going to hang up the phone. To go back to the analogy, just walk out of your house and say thank you so much for my invite. But I think, you know, it's just a lot of these people out here just call up with the wrong motive and the wrong intent. And it's just going, sometimes it gets a little too far, but I appreciate you guys for allowing them to actually do that. You know, allowing them to voice their opinion no matter what it is or how far it may be. Me and my best friend was talking about it, and there are times where, you know, him and I don't agree on everything, but I let him know, and this is how I felt, and I was just been holding this in for the last couple of days, and I kept saying to myself, make sure you call the radio show and get all that out, because I think it was something that really needed to be told, because a lot of people do not have that understanding. So I just want to say, again, thank you guys, and one more thing, I really do want to make sure I get this across. I want to make sure if any one of y'all can get this to Cabbage, tell Cabbage, I have never had nobody I call my gay mother. I feel myself to be a leader myself. So I've never looked forward to anybody or call anybody mother or father or anything like that. And I'm not knocking anybody who do or don't choose that. What I'm saying is I've always been too strong to put myself down. But I look at her as Cabbage as being, correction, epitome of what a mother is supposed to be. She holds every title to it. I love them. I respect everything that Cabbage stands for. I listen to them. And when I hear Cabbage speak, I literally find myself shutting my mouth just to hear exactly what's coming out of Cabbage's mouth. like the time I remember one radio show where she was talking about history in the ballroom scene and how things have changed, and nobody wanted to talk about history or ballroom history. I was sitting there so tuned in that, I mean, I was on my toes about it. And I, again, I've never walked a ball a day in my life, but I was there during some of the memorable moments, and I was just, those were the times that were so memorable for me, and I was just standing on my toes like, yes, yes, jumping with the crowd and going in with everybody and just loving it and just really, really loving it. So it did, if you can get it to Cabbage, it did not go unmentioned. There was somebody out there listening. If nobody else was listening, you got through to one person. You got through to me. And I make sure I voice it to all of my friends because I'm a powerful voice and I keep on going. And I will say whatever I got to say to all of my friends in moderation, of course. So but thank you guys. Just in closing, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you for allowing me into your lives and telling me about yourself and giving me that much more light about who you guys are. Really, really thank you so very much. Jennifer, I didn't tackle too much on you. I remember when you was a Butch Queen in Drags. I used to watch, I believe you was in the House of St. Clair. That's just to show you that I seriously have been around for a while. I think it was the House of St. Clair. I used to watch you. Think you were so beautiful. I still do. I come to Escalators, and I watch you, and I tip you at Escalators, and I love you as well. I thank you so very much again. Kelly, I swear, I love you so very much. Thank you so much. And I was telling all of my friends, and one of my friends, and this is the last thing, and I promise I won't let go because I don't want to hold y'all lines up. But I was told, a friend of mine actually was talking, Kelly, and we were talking about you being mother, Ms. Rahi. And see, and it really got to me when they would sit there and say that they didn't see you as being a mother. But see, the thing was, I had to break it down to them that they have to look at mothers. Like when we looked at Paris is Burning, Angie Extravaganza, that was a mother. She sat there, had her kids together. Everything was intact about that. And when I hear you talk, I'm not there to see it, but when I hear you talk, I hear you intact with your kids. I hear you saying, my children are here. They're doing this, and we're watching them together, and you're on top of them like a mother. That's what a mother is. My mother is not a pretty lady who just sit around and being pretty. My mother is a woman who stood there and said, when I did something wrong, she spanked my ass. I got in trouble for it. And then when I got in trouble for it, she picked me right back up. So I praise you for that. I praise you for that, and I think, you know, I just believe Andre for anything that he may say, number one. So that's number one, because I respect him that much as a person. So for him to even put you in that position, I believed it from that very second. It was not about a looks thing or anything else. So, and I want you to know, it's not going unmentioned. Anything that you're doing as a mother, as Kelly, or anybody, it's not going unmentioned. I'm noticing. And I'm a person who does not stand out in the scene or who's not out there visually. But it's not going unnoticed. Keep doing what you do.
Hello?
Yes.
I just want to thank you, too, but you forgot about our switchboard.
Oh, and Switchboard, you know we love Switchboard. We all love Switchboard. Switchboard goes on and on, and, you know, sometimes I'll be laughing with that. That answer is true. I laugh my tail off. Thank you, Switchboard. Thank you so much for what you do. If it wasn't for you, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of people who are afraid to come forward, because I myself probably would have been afraid to come forward, but I just think some things just need to be said. The appreciation is truly, truly there. And if nobody else says it, I'm going to speak for all of us. I'll put myself out there. And, Andre, when I see you again, I'll let you know exactly who I am. Or I'll just try to find you on MySpace again because you're on my friends list, and I'll let you know exactly who I was. Thank you guys so very, very much.
All right, thank you again.
Thank you. No,
thank you. We need that.
Oh, yes. That was
big ups. He said his name was David, right? Big ups to David. I know that's right.
That was uplifting.
Mm-hmm. You don't get them often.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show that we are doing something. And if we can touch at least one person, which we did, that's, you know.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I'm here. I already know why I'm here. I'm here to touch lives. And if I touch 1, 2, 3, or 4, I'm fine. I don't care how many, long as I touch someone with the right ego to go higher in life some kind of way, I'm all right. But yeah, that was touching. Kelly, what are you doing, Kelly?
Baby, I'm sitting up here watching my Pomeranian, my Yorkie fight. The Pomeranian is whooping the Yorkie's ass. The Yorkie's bigger than the Pomeranian. My Yorkie keep trying to jump on the motherfucking bed to get away from the Pomeranian. Pomeranian can't jump on the bed because he's whooping his motherfucking ass and biting the shit out of him.
Yeah, black movie dog, sir.
She is fierce at him. She's chasing him underneath the bed, biting the shit out of him. What the fuck? She is in here tearing ass, honey. That's Baby Kelly. The black one is Baby Kelly.
Okay.
Honey, yes, that's Baby Kelly right there, honey. She's out here doing her damn thing, honey. She's tearing up. My Pomeranian is, 9 weeks. My Pomeranian is 9 weeks to the I am that I am me. He's 9 weeks old. And my Yorkie is a year.
This is so weird how you sit here and just yourself, and yourself is the way. That's amazing that yourself is just way to touch people's lives, because you never even think that you can touch people's lives just being yourself. This is weird.
Get it, Gucci. Get it, Gucci.
Look at you, fussing the dogs to fight.
Okay.
Because Gucci in here tearing it up, honey. You're trying to jump on the bed, and Gucci is wearing him out, honey. It's a fucking wrestling match in here.
All in Humane Society, honey.
Yes, honey. My bed is a queen-size pillow-top Sealy Posturepedic.
Ooh. I have a California king. My little self and a California king. I feel low, but I really have a California king, because it's like Kelly comes over, and then the bed is so big, you put Kelly on one side, and she does not have to touch you, and I can be on the other.
Yes, that bed is huge.
So that,
yes, because I, you know, how I don't...
You, Ray Ray Q, Andre, and somebody else was laid in that bed. Very comfortable.
You said, and someone, I like how you said, and somebody else.
Someone else.
That was cute.
Can somebody that's listening to the radio show on the computer in the living room come get my cup and pour me some soda, please? Mother is thirsty. Ooh. The Pomeranian got the Yorkie pinned down by his neck, biting his neck. He's down. 1, 2, 3. The Pomeranian wins.
They're trying to get me to drive around the corner and stuff. They better get somebody else. I'm on the radio.
Baby, honey. Why are you worried about what's in my bedroom? An inch king.
Who's that?
In the chat room. He worried about what's in my bedroom. If you on the phone line and you want to speak and you want to chime in, definitely feel free to press 1. I'll definitely bring you up on, I'll definitely bring your call up. But I am an Me Up. If you go to my MySpace page, if you're a friend on my MySpace page, my dog has a page on MySpace. He's on my top friends list. He's number 3 on my top friends list.
Hello?
Can you please... somebody just hit me up and they said, can you please send out your prayers and your praise to Chip Chanel, because he's in the hospital.
Chip is in the hospital?
Yes, Chip Chanel is in the hospital.
You said Chip or Tip?
Chip Chanel. I'm still waiting for one of these butch creeps to come bring me some soda.
Oh.
What is wrong with Tip?
What kind of, you went shopping?
Chip.
Huh?
You went shopping?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
I went shopping ever since last beginning of the month. No, I did not. Yes, private caller, you on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? I mean, on Tandy Touch Wednesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
I'm more confused. Yeah, private caller, you're on the air. Hello? 646-350. You're on the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor? You're on the air. Hello? Private caller, you're on the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Candy, baby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Andre, this is Granny Annabelle. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here. You in Atlanta, baby?
Yes.
Can you come over to my house? I need to help with my bath.
Your bath?
Ooh. Yes, my bath.
What you want me to do with your bath?
Oh, I want you to come sponge me all the way up and down. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to the new overall princess of the House of Mizrahi.
Who's the overall princess?
Who's the overall princess? That sexy little model thing. I don't know her name, baby.
Who,
she looks like a twig, though.
You took my Whippy. She's in Atlanta.
Oh, Whippy's princess. Oh, okay.
That's her name. Oh, I know she looks skinny as hell. Feed her.
We try to feed that whore.
Feed her, honey. She look a little frail. I heard she got overall. Jenny, baby.
Yes, baby.
What you doing?
Nothing. I'm just laying here on the radio show listening to you talking.
You want to go to Bible study, baby?
Oh, we could go to Bible study. What night you want to go?
We can go tomorrow. I got to go after I go get my flashlight.
Okay. You know what John 3:16 said, though?
Huh?
You know the Bible well.
Yes, baby. I know the Bible well. I pray at the Bible every night when I hit the floor.
Oh.
Hit the floor.
So tell me, what does Matthew 4:4 say?
Baby, this is not church. You talk to me on Sunday morning, honey. I am not going to the Bible tonight. Bitch boy, don't you be pushing those sirens on me. I will come get you, girl. Ooh, no, ma'am. Uh-uh. I don't.
Father Corley, you're on the air. On Tuesday, Wednesday, what's your flavor?
Hello?
Yes.
What y'all doing?
Who's this?
Y'all don't know me. I'm just bored. I just don't know what y'all doing right now.
I'm sitting here eating a lava cake from Domino's. And drinking
what?
A lava cake from Domino's.
That shit sound good. I just had some Jamaican food. That shit was good as hell.
Well, you had
I had Jamaican food yesterday. I had curry chicken and rice with potatoes in it. And I had some macaroni and cheese and some yams.
Oh, that was soul food, baby. That was not. That was, you think it was a mixture? Cause
I got it
Jamaican
from the Jamaican store.
Make,
yeah, it was a mixture.
Jamaicans don't make. You said sweet potatoes.
I got it from the Jamaican store though. But
you make candy yams or?
Yeah, from the Jamaican store, we'll make it. Hey, yeah, that shit was good. That shit made my coochie wet.
Oh.
All right, y'all, put me back on hold. Don't
right,
hang
baby,
up on me.
Have
all right.
A great night.
All
right.
Wow. What happened?
His pussy was wet. 678-577. You're on the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Oi.
Yes.
What's going on, girls?
What's going on?
Not much.
Okay.
What's your flavor?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Hello?
I don't know where he at. What happened?
I don't know.
He's gone. Yes, switchboard. Oh, that was that. I did not, first of all, switchboard. I did not burp.
That was the ashtray that fell on the floor because the dog jumped on the dog steps and fell and kicked the ashtray off for the thing.
I'm with you, Switchboard. It sounds like she burped.
That was the fucking ashtray that fell off the fucking thing. Bitch. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor? Private caller. Hello?
They're paying it.
Private caller, you're on the air on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your
Kelly.
Flavor?
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, where that switchboard at? How's she hanging up on me? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Ask her. Talk to her. She can hear you.
Switchboard, what's wrong with you? You respect your elders, baby. I will go get my tree and whoop you.
Oh.
You hear me talking to you? Hello?
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 No.
Switchboard, don't get quiet now.
No.
Don't get quiet now, baby.
Which one said don't play with God in here?
Oh, baby, God is already here. I'm feeling him all over me. I'm going to get up off this bed with my arthritis and come whoop you now, baby. Don't you hang up on me no more now. I mean that.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. And now you want to... Where you at, girl? I'm on the way to get you. I don't like this.
Too much. Ooh, Grandma Ma got flash. 678-577. You're on the air on Tangy Flush. Say, what's your flavor?
Boy, hey, girls. I just called in and I think I got hung up on.
What happened? What's tea?
Who?
What's tea?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know what that means, but... I just want to say I really love what y'all do. My friends call me White Cunt. Like White
Cunt.
Okay. Yeah, and I really love what y'all do. And I seen y'all on America's Best Dance Crew and everything, and I kind of want to be down with your crew.
Ooh.
Wait, this is your first time listening?
I'm down with the brown.
I'm down with the brown?
This your first time listening to the show?
No, it's like my third.
Oh.
Well, I love it. Wow.
Okay, so you want to be down with the brown.
Yeah, like I can do all that stuff that they were doing.
Are you high right now?
ADD.
Off life, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. I like that. Off life, that's hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do any kind of drugs. I'm not sure what you're into or what you like. But
go off. What am I into and what's my life? Well, I'm not into anything. I like a lot of things, but I'm not into anything.
You're Andre. I love you, Andre. Like, blonde hair and all. Like, I love you.
Oh, shit.
I've seen you vote before. I have YouTube, and I do use it.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah, and Kelly, I like YouTube. I've seen some of your videos. You have skinny legs. I like it.
Oh, you must have seen the raw Kelly. Because ain't nothing skinny about these legs.
Oh, okay, the tree trunk. I love you guys, though. How do I get down?
Down with what? What do you want to down with? What do you want to do? What's
wrong? Are you black? Are you white? What's your age? Like, what is going on? Where do you live at?
I'm white, but I prefer to be called Caucasian. Unless you're going to call me white.
Okay.
Unless you're going to call me white, cunt.
And your age?
I'm 19, going on 20.
And where are you from? What state or country?
I'm from Alabama. I don't live there anymore. I live, like, right outside of Atlanta.
Close to Atlanta. Oh, you right in Atlanta, like, right out of Atlanta, in downtown Atlanta. So you're, like, in Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do you come to the clubs, or are you in the gay scene, or are you just laid back?
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I used to dress up. I really did. I used to dress up. I never really went out in public.
Wait a minute, you used to dress up in drags, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be down. You're already down, honey.
You're already down, honey. You're, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't really
fucking
have a
great
clique.
Guy.
You don't really
don't
what?
Really have a, I don't really have a clique to roll with. Like, I see all y'all, and y'all be yelling and just screaming.
Oh, we be yelling and having fun and fucking each other up and stuff like that?
And calling each other bitch and saying go off, bitch.
You want to be a white bitch.
You better work, bitch. You better swing that hair, bitch.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Hey, thank you. Goodbye.
Fucker.
Thank you, Switch Lord.
Hey, next caller, private caller, you're on the air on Such Wednesday. What's your flavor? Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh, well.
Okay, next caller, please.
Well.
Private caller, you there? Okay, next caller, please. Private
they
caller, you're on the air on Tangy Touch Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was, but if you're going to call in and act like Granny, please make us laugh. All right? And to the caller that just now left, oh, he's there with the brown hole. There was no races, if you ask me. The brown hole. Oh, no. Y'all don't let him slide. He done brought the KKK all up in cans. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Y'all have fun. I just want to let y'all know it's only one granny, and one granny.
No.
That's it. Thank you.
That answer is true.
That's my switchboard, as long as you know. I like switchboard.
Yours got a cover on it.
Yes. Y'all have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh. 267-549. You're on the air on Tangy Touch Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Andre. Hi, Jennifer. Hello, Switchboard.
Hey.
Hey, what's
up? I just want to say no to drugs. It is a disease.
Because that was funny.
That was a key hearing. She needs help. Not canceling. She needs psychological help. I know that you guys are doing a good job with influencing the community in a positive way. A lot of people try to turn this radio show into a negative thing. It's not a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing. I learned a lot from you guys, and I just want to thank you guys for that. And this weather is going a doozy here. So just thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
They know the drugs, they say.
Caller, you're on the air on Tangy Touch Wednesday. What's your flavor? Private caller, you're on the air.
Nah, girl, don't. I'm gonna check up with Cardio.
What?
What?
Next caller, please.
Say no to drugs, because these bitches are going crazy. That sounded like, what is a scary movie when they be whispering? What's
yes, I see dead people.
Hold on. 312-439. You're on the air on Tangy Touch Wednesday. 321-439. You're on the air on Tangy Touch Wednesday. What's your flavor, caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly, Andre, Jennifer?
Wait, what's
up? Hey.
What's going on? This is Alex.
This is who?
Alex.
What up, Alex? How are you?
Behaving, staying out of trouble.
Yes, what's up?
Jennifer, hit me up on Yahoo. I got this item for you.
Wait. On Yahoo?
Mm-hmm. The
pink. Wait, what's it? Yahoo.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you getting...
Yeah, Seattle.
Oh, okay, you do?
Uh-huh, she was choice today.
She was choice?
Yes.
Okay.
You said, mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
You won't get this, Yahoo, honey.
So, y'all have a good night.
All right.
You too.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, caller.
Oh, you on the radio still?
Yes.
Kelly, you going to Chicago?
No. Next caller switchboard. Honey. Baby, 267-549. You're on the air on Tangent/Wednesday. What's your flavor?
I am big. It's something that's wrong with these people on this radio station tonight. I don't think it's drugs anymore. I don't think it's drugs. I think it's a mental illness. It's a disease within the gay community.
It's just a disability.
It's a disease. It's not disability, but it's a disease.
It's not even a disability. It's a disease to you.
It's a disease. These children are... Something is wrong. It starts at home.
Oh, shit. It starts at home.
But I'm done. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-mm. Next caller, switchboard. Baby, the girls are fucking kiki.
Yes, they are. They are really funny sometimes.
The girls are definitely a key. 773-627. The air on Tangent/Wednesday. What's your flavor, caller?
What up, Kelly? Jenny and Andre.
Hey,
hey, what's up?
This Sunny from the chat. I was seeing with you guys coming to Chicago this weekend.
Oh yeah, I definitely will be a part of Chicago this weekend.
That's what's up. Kelly, you coming?
I definitely fucking won't be a part of Chicago this weekend.
Why not?
I don't do late queens.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to give a shout-out to the chat room. Sorry I couldn't be there tonight. What's up, Sexy and Jahara and Ballroom Officer? I'll be in there next week, so see y'all next week.
Okay.
See you guys.
Okay.
Audrey, are you going to Rags?
Yes, I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to Rags, Jennifer?
No.
My daughter won, and I'm going to support Ray Ray and the rest of them, too. So.
Are you
Why
going
you not going to Rags? Private caller, you're on the air on Tangent/Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hello.
What?
Hello.
Okay, what's he?
I'm up here looking for somebody big and sexy.
Excuse me?
You found two of them right on his line.
No, he said that. No. He said big sexy.
He said he's looking for somebody big and sexy. So we already knew he wasn't talking about Jennifer.
Right. Right.
I'm that way.
That's her screen name.
You never want like to be freaky.
Oh, that's
Jennifer. I'm married.
That's Jennifer. She loves to be freaky.
Mm-mm.
She loves doing stuff in
Sorry.
The pumps and all freaky shit like that.
Does she put milk on her titties?
Yeah, you can milk on her titties.
Next caller.
She likes all of that.
Yo, she got a number.
Yeah, she got a number. Hit
911.
Kelly Miss right here at yahoo.com, and I'll give you her number.
Girl.
The number.
911.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy said 911, bitch.
Yes, call 911. Ask for me.
And they gonna give him your number?
Yep.
Oh. Work.
not going to Chicago. No, sir.
Next caller. Oh, my God. Baby, that was a fucking Kiki, honey. Oh, my God, bitch. That was a Kiki. He wants you, girl.
He don't want me, girl. No, ma'am.
He want big and sexy.
That's somebody trying, Kelly. That's her screen name.
That is her screen name, big and sexy.
Baby, he don't want me, baby. He want to get his ass whooped, honey. Honey. You know, Chucky don't play that.
I'm fucking big and sexy, so Candy talking about me.
You know, Chucky don't do that. Honey. Baby. Oh, my God.
What is it, a fire?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Must
That's
be a fire going on.
That switch we're playing at.
Playing what?
That music. Honey. Baby.
Well, switchboard, how was your day?
Switchboard.
Switchboard, did you have a great day today? What did you do? Well, how was your day today?
That answer is...
Oh, Switchboard had a fierce day, bitch. Why was it fierce? Let me ask Switchboard a question. Switchboard, would you date a younger guy?
That answer is... True.
So, Switchboard, if they're 18 years old, that's fine with you?
That answer is... True.
Well, we definitely know my sister Jasmine ain't behind the board tonight, because she don't like young men.
That answer is...
Oh, no.
Oh, what you saying, Jasmine do like men? Young men? Maybe.
That answer is... True.
Oh! So Jasmine do like young men. Wait. Okay. Do you feel... Fresh, this is a good one for Switchboard. Switchboard, do you feel fresh young men at the age of 18 is better than an experienced young man? So meaning they both is 20, one came out 13, been out for 7 years, and one is 20 and just came out. Which one would be better? Do you think the 18 is better? They're fresh? Answer that one first.
That answer is true.
I'm learning a lot from Switchboard right now. That's what's up. So basically, if I wanted to date whoever I want to date, basically I should just say, fuck whatever, and whatever I'm feeling I should go with, right? That's what you're saying?
I mean, isn't that usually what you do? But Switchboard, do you answer?
That answer is... True.
Yeah, that's usually what I usually do, but I don't know, maybe for me getting to the age that I am now, I think more, so I don't know. Maybe while people trying to push it in my head that it's wrong and it's wrong and it's wrong, I'll be thinking that it's wrong. I don't know.
And then I guess from me having a child that's 21 too.
So don't you think? So you don't think that you don't think that your son would if your son came to you and told you he was dating an older woman?
But yeah, but it's kind of different.
No, it's not.
Why I think it's different is because when you're dating an older woman, they're not gonna give you too much drama. They're gonna give the older woman drama or the older man because they're older. When they feel that it's an ego thing when you're young and you're dating somebody over is older is good, but when you're older and dating someone young, it's supposed to be wrong. That's just how it goes. But I don't know.
Baby, honey. I would feel some type of way if my child was 21 years old, dated somebody 40.
You said you will or you wouldn't?
I would.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. But
honestly,
then that's kind of... Wait. Listen to that, though. That's kind of contradicting yourself because you just said you would date someone and you in your early, your late 29s or whatever, but you would date someone in that age. That's the same thing, then.
We're the same age bracket, 20s.
No.
That answer is...
The same age bracket is 3 to 4 year difference, not 9.
9?
Yeah, when you were 9 year difference from somebody or 8 year difference, that's not the same age bracket.
I wouldn't feel no type of way because you cannot help you really cannot help that. That's like telling if he find a woman that can nurture
Jennifer,
him.
Jennifer, so you're basically telling me, Jennifer, if you don't know, right, that this person is 14 years old, but they look like they 22 years old, but they 14, and you fall in love with them, you're gonna continue to date them because you fell in love with them.
14.
Now,
we did not say. Now you're carrying. We're saying if they are legal of age from 18 and older, and they're of age, you cannot help who you love. People look at you, see it all the time. And these women on TV are dating these younger men. That's what they like. It makes
them
feel...
At the end of the day, when you're 18 or over, no one can stop you from fucking
no.
what you want because you're a grown person. But when you're 14, you're going straight to jail, and you deserve to go to jail.
Younger men date older women. Older women date younger men. It happens. It happens.
I'm kind of cringing at...
That answer is... True.
I'm kind of cringing at Mother Kelly because Mother Kelly is dating a younger person, but she don't really see it, and I don't understand why.
That answer is...
Yeah, like how would you feel?
True.
If your boyfriend's mother was to tell him, oh, my God, this lady is 30-something, no.
Maybe.
He wouldn't care because he
has
a mind of his own, right? Obviously.
Honey. Okay.
Right.
And my husband is not young just because he looks young, but he's not young.
So basically, no, see, so now you're really contradicting
yourself.
She's
contradicting.
So basically, you're saying it's not all right for no one to date no one if they're not in the same racket, but it's fine for you to do it.
No, why would I say that?
That's what you said. Am I right, Switchboard?
That answer is... True.
So I don't know, but it don't work what you're saying. I don't know. Something's not right. Because you're in a happy relationship that you've been in this relationship for like 2 years, if I'm correct, or somewhere around there.
We've been in our relationship for a year on Tuesday.
Okay, so 1 year. So if you've been in this relationship for 1 year, that means you went with this person when they was 19, and you still at the end of the age of 29, which I really don't believe that. I think you're in your 30s, but I don't think you want to tell nobody.
29?
Yeah, that she said she's 29.
Oh, her MySpace
anyway,
age.
Yeah, her MySpace age.
Okay.
But anyway, but that's still not in your range because that's almost like 10-year difference or 9-year difference or whatever. So you don't agree with no one else dating, but then you in one yourself. So that's right.
It's a difference when you're a parent. I said it was my child.
But But then, but I understand what you're saying, but you're doing it. So if so that means if you was in my soul, and it shouldn't work for nobody but your child.
It's just how, that's just how I feel.
Wow, that's really weird. I never knew no. So you wanted them to like say cake and eat ice cream. Do you one of them people like I can do whatever myself, but I look at it in the right way or my another whole different way if it's somebody else's people.
No. What I'm saying is
true.
There's nothing wrong with somebody dating somebody, you know, of an older age, but I said if it was my biological child, like if me and my lover was to have a child together, I would feel some type of way.
And that's really bigamous. That's like, oh my fucking God. Like,
so what
oh
if
my.
you're late 20s, allegedly, and you said your husband just turned how old?
My husband just turned 21.
Okay. So what
so
if
you
his
would,
mother
so
feels
you
some type of way about him
was
dating 30 you?
And dated. Yeah. So you
what if his mother?
If you would want somebody to date a 21-year-old if that was your son?
What did you say?
Was that if you had a son and you was like, Billy, I do not want you to date no one over the age of what?
31.
I think.
Okay, if your son was how old? 21.
My son was 21. I wouldn't want him to date nobody over the age of 31.
Well, you're 34, and he's 21, so how, what is...
Oh, wait a minute. Jennifer, is that her age?
Yes!
So did she contradict herself? Oh, my fucking God. Switchboard, do you hear this?
Miss Day, first of all, I'm not 34 years old, Miss Day.
She will be on Gemini sign next year.
Oh, so she's
33. I'm not 31 years old.
So she's 33.
Right.
I mean, I'm not 34 years old, Miss Day.
Same difference.
Oh, she's falling out. That might be true because she's back there falling out. Do you hear her? She's laughing.
That ain't her.
That's my son in the background laughing.
Well, you know what? If anybody know where Chucky at, because
Chucky
is
right there.
Chucky, please get on the phone. Find a phone, Chucky, and get
on
the
phone.
I have questions for Chucky.
Chucky is not getting on the phone.
Chucky, press one.
Chucky
because
is not getting on the phone,
because
Chucky.
This is contradicting, and I need to fix this.
She just put her feet in her mouth.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, but I just got to give a big shout-out because we're not going to be on the air tomorrow to Disney Ebony. Tomorrow's his birthday. Happy birthday, boo. I love you. Jennifer,
happy birthday, Disney.
Jennifer, say goodnight to the girls. We got to wrap it up.
No, we don't. Listen, you want to pump it now?
Jennifer, say goodnight to the girls.
Uh-huh.
We got 3 minutes left. We got to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. TTY. No. Switchboard said no. No.
Switchboard said no?
Yeah, we have an extra.
Oh, we got an extra because
yeah.
we got extra
yes, we
because
did.
Of Kelly.
We don't have extra. Switchboard just said wrap it up.
No, she did not.
Yes, Switchboard did.
Switchboard,
is it a wrap-up? Give us that answer
wait,
is...
Here we go.
That answer is... True.
Okay.
Also,
so
wrap it up.
We gotta go then.
We gotta wrap it up.
Kelly, you are lucky.
No, wait. Oh, no, we have an extra word.
Oh, no, we had an extra half an hour. Chucky,
love you,
get Switchboard. On the phone. I hear a background like Kelly yelling, saying, don't get on the phone.
Uh-huh. She's trying to not get on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Because that lady is contradicting herself completely.
She just put
on
her
this.
Feet in her mouth.
Yeah, three different ages of, I heard three different ages of Chucky, and I heard three different ages of Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Chucky is on the line waiting, so we will see in a minute.
Press one.
Make sure you press one, Chucky. Because that lady is playing. How you going to be in a relationship, Jenny, for a whole year and the person was 10 years younger or maybe more, but you don't want, if you have a son, you don't want your son to do it?
Contradiction.
You know what? You know what that sounds like? And then what you're doing ain't really, really illegal or anything. I could understand if you did drugs and then you have rehabilitated yourself and you don't want your sons enough, because that harms them and that hurts them in the long run, and that's life, you know, so you want the best for them. But you can't say what's the best for them in a relationship, because what you went through don't mean the next person is going to go through.
Did she hang up?
Mm-hmm. She might be. Kelly, Kelly, are you there? Kelly?
Oh, Mama, she did not hang up. She's still there.
Oh, yeah, she's listening.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller. Hello?
Hey, Andre.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Lisa.
Hey,
Lisa.
I know that voice. Hey, Lisa.
What's the guy?
Lisa.
Lisa, let me ask you, because I've known Lisa for a long time. I knew Lisa.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
I would never.
So you would never... Okay,
not
so,
a teenager. Not a teenager
okay.
at all.
So what's the youngest person you
20.
20. So they would have to be 20.
Yeah, a teenager. I don't see this
what's
this
the
topic.
Difference between 18 and 20? 2 years?
There's a major difference. Teen. They're still in school. They're still trying to find themselves.
No,
they don't need a grown up.
At 17. You get out of school
I'm
at
sorry?
17. It,
That's
not
if they
seven.
Don't fail.
Yeah, if they fail, then I'm sorry.
If they don't get held back.
Get out. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. But just because the law says it's legal, there's a moral standard there. That's somebody's teenage child. That just grown up who's been around for years, whether they're 25, 35, 45, or 55. Why would they even look at a child like that? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know,
a teenager.
Now, and you know, I love the way you think, but now you're kind of contradicting to me. Why?
Please
why?
Tell me why.
Say this? Because you said 2 year difference. If you would have told me, no, I can't date no one at least until they're 25 or 24 and they are a grown adult, I could say, okay, I would understand that.
I
a
said
little
out
more.
Of their teens, Andre.
But baby, to me, 18 and 20 ain't no difference. You are still you're still not 21 yet.
Well, the 21 thing, the thing about 20 is that they've been on this earth for 20 years. They are a little more mature than if they are in their teens, still going crazy
people.
Trying
what
to...
About the ones, what about the ones that's not mature? How many people we ran into that is so mature at 20 and the ones that's 30 and
they
40
could be
mature,
mature
as
can, but if they're 30 and they're 40, then they're grown adults, and that's their problem. But if they are a teenager, they don't need nobody trying to use them sexually to try to help them find themselves. That's not working. That's kind of pushing toward that pedophile stage to me. It's a lot of, I've been out for so long, and I've seen so many grown adults take advantage of kids. Take and they use their and even in the scene and out of the scene, and they do it in the straight community, they do it in the gay community. It's no difference. I've seen grown men flash their money at these young girls just to get them. I've seen grown women wanting these little teenage boys just to last long in the bed. It's something wrong there.
And yes, I feel the same way. I agree with that, but then I feel the same way about some of the young ones that's taking advantage of the older ones because they can get whatever they can get from them, and they in particular
how can
them,
a
so
young
use...
person, Andre, listen to what you just said. If a young teenager, 16, 17, whatever...
16 and 17 to me is still a minor. At least 18 to me, in every state in the world, you are legal to do whatever, from liquor and everything else. Not liquor.
Not at 18. No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're
supposed to be
21. No, you're not.
No,
listen,
if I
was born with an 18-year-old child, he can't even go to the same bar as I.
No, he could go to 80% of them, though.
No, but he can't. It wouldn't even... I don't think that... Please don't take this the wrong way. No one listening.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No one
I'm
on
not.
The
and I love the way you're saying it.
It's
you know,
just,
and I love
yeah, because thing. I've seen it happen so many times, and a lot of these kids wind up, when y'all, and especially when y'all said, what if they were out since they were 13 and now they're 18 or now they're 20? That sounds like something wrong, like you want fresh meat. Fresh meat on a child? I don't get it.
When I say fresh meat, I don't really consider, so, truthfully, I'd rather always, and if they could take this, if this is the way I speak and this is what I see, I would rather, and it don't matter of any age, meaning they could be 24, they could be 45, I'd rather someone new in the scene than old in the scene, because it's more problems with some of the older, not all, but some of the old people. And that's just of the years I've been around and watched all the habits that people grow when they're new into the wrong scene or the wrong people that they be with.
But, Andre, they don't make it long when they when they come out. The word fresh meat, I remember being at the club, and I'm not trying to play innocent at all. I sold my body. I did a little craft. I'm not trying to play innocent at all. But when it comes to kids and teenagers, I feel some type of way. So that's why I'm saying this. So don't nobody think that I'm trying to say, oh, this bitch is so perfect. No, you can honestly be fooled by a young child who says that they're 20 or 21 and they're really 18 or 17 and they can get you in trouble. Everybody who's on the pedophile list does not really belong there. Let's get
that
clear.
I agree, but then that's being stupidity and not really following up for who you're messing with. No one told you to jump in the motherfucking bed until you know who the fuck they are, till you even really, especially if it's a difference of you having somebody and you trying to make a relationship with somebody. If
what's the difference is sex?
No. To me, it is a big difference. Sex is...
Andre, if a grown-up just want to have a young child, and then you have another grown-up who want a relationship with them, it's still sex. It's still sex, no matter how you look at it. If it's a relationship or a one-night stand, it's sex.
It's a different thing. Why I say it's a different thing? Because if you're getting to know somebody, why wouldn't you know their age? Why wouldn't you dig in their background? Why wouldn't you... You're going to know a bitch lying after a week or two, not sitting...
Well, without a doubt.
Exactly. You gonna know if you could smell a liar.
I just think as a teenager, and if all of us know this from being teens, we're so busy trying to find ourselves. We don't need somebody who's been here and been around a mulberry bush and doing this and this and this to come into our lives and manipulate us with money, with clothes, with sex, with BS lies and all this stuff. It's too much. Let the teens grow up. Let them be teens. Let them date teens. I mean, I just don't
get it. Okay, so they got 2 years to grow, and then when they're 20, you're fine. I don't agree.
Not fine, Andre. Why you say fine?
No,
fine as far as what?
You said, you saying teens. Teens stop at the age of 20. So you saying from the age of 17, because you're not going to even try to play with them from anywhere from 17 to 18 because they're not even really...
None of the teens. If they're 20, I don't see a relationship at all. But when you say play with them, like you just said, play with them, your one-night stands or your casual pieces or your weed smoking, 20 and up. Why try to sit and do drugs or do a casual or do a one-night stand with a child? I don't get it.
Hold on, Andre. Lisa, hold on. Lisa, stay right there. We're going to take some more callers with Lisa on the line.
Oh, really? You're back?
3-4.
You're back, Kelly?
Chucky, you're on the air. I've been here.
Chucky. Hello. Thank you, Chucky. You are rosen from the dead, honey. First of all, Chucky.
I was petting my dog.
Okay, Chucky, how old are you, Chucky?
I'm 21.
Okay. When you started messing with Kelly and y'all became lovers, what age were you?
I just turned 20.
So you was 19, just turning 20, basically.
Yeah. Basically.
Now, I don't know if you can answer this question, because I don't know if this is the truth, because some people say she's 29, some people say she's 30, some people say she's
Kelly
30.
Is 30. Listen, Kelly is 31, and that's accurate from her mother.
Okay. So but by Kelly being 31, and that's 11-year difference, and I don't understand the part where Kelly's saying that she don't see if she had a biological son or daughter date someone younger, but she can date someone younger. Do that make sense?
Say it again, Andre.
Do this make sense to you? Kelly don't like if y'all had a kid together. Kelly wouldn't like the kid to date anyone older. That's 31
well,
years old. That makes
like,
sense.
Basically, in a way, Kelly can't get mad. In a way, I can't get upset because, one, I'm 21. I'm dating Kelly. Kelly's 31. My mother is perfectly fine with it. My father, he's good with it. You feel me? I set them down. I talk to them. But, see, I'm legal. It's a difference when you hit that legal status. I would like my child to learn more. I would like my child to grow up and be a child throughout his years. But I can't get mad at him if he did the same thing I did.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get mad at that. He or she did the same thing I did. I can't get mad at that. But I would like for them to grow up because I know how it is. that I'm a different person. I'm more mature. My highest standing of thinking and my knowledge and my maturity level is through the roof. You feel me? So it's like I would like them to be a child and do what they got to do. As long as they're not 17 next to some damn girl that's like 38 or 34, 45, I'm all right. But as long as you hit legal status where nobody gets in trouble, I'm all right. I'm good. Long as she ain't 47 and he's 21, the avenue we have, well.
So basically what you're saying is as long as they are legal and no one can go to jail, you cannot
exactly,
stop them
yes. I can't
or
stop
her
them.
To do anything and you just
because
want them
once
to
you, once you're 21, you have total control over your life. All I can do is be your parent. Stop
yeah,
being a parent.
Right.
So you're never going to stop being a parent.
Yeah.
He's right.
You're right.
Go,
yeah.
After you turn 21, I have no control over that. I have no say-so. What goes, you feel me? Once whatever you do on you, homeboy, homegirl, that's you. You're 21, you're legal. All I can do is give you correct advice and guide you through certain stuff, but I can't make your choices for you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Chucky, for bringing our relationship on the radio.
Okay, now back to you, Lisa. The only thing I agree with everything you're saying, and I respect everything you're saying, but the only
thank
thing
you.
I don't agree with is one thing I don't agree with, though, that you saying, what if you just can't see you having with a teen that's 18 years old, but you can see you playing with a teen that's 20 years old?
I never said a teen. No, not a teen. A teen is not 20.
I mean, not a teen. Okay, but still, that to me, that's like the same difference to me.
Okay, well, 18 and 20, Andre, think back when you were 18. You were a lot more mature by the time you turned 20. And not even
that's
saying...
That's true, but my son was born at 19. My
your
son.
Yeah, right,
my
so why would you
want to
date someone that's younger than your son?
And my baby mother is older than me by 5 years.
Andre,
think about this now.
Your son was born at 19, right?
Uh-huh.
How old was your baby mother?
25, 26.
And how old were you?
I was 19.
Okay, you see what happened out of that? A teenage father. Not saying that it's a bad thing.
But I was with her from 17.
And wow.
Before,
so.
Yeah, I see. See, I was with her when I was 17, and I got her pregnant at 19, and then after that, I found myself and knew I was gay, and that was the end of the relationship. But I was with her 2 years before she even got pregnant.
But I don't understand. It's like, okay, your son is 21. Why would you want to date someone younger than your son?
Okay, I do. That's the point where I'm going through something too. Meaning, and years ago when I was in my young 30s, it didn't matter to me about no age and whatever anybody said, it didn't matter. But now at an age that I am, because so many people come to me, we're different. And truthfully, I don't hear so many points from your point. I hear, baby, if they legal and that's what you want to do, y'all find a way as long as the family's all right with it because. They still legal.
But the family, let me tell you something. We both know that half of these grown-ass men and women do not go home to their to these little kids' families.
Hold on. One of my girlfriends hit me up that's in their 30s, and they gave the very girl, I'll fuck with a 16-year-old.
That is sick. Oh, my God. Don't finish that, Tally. Don't entertain. It's not even funny.
And they said they would get fucked.
That's not funny. That's not funny
really
at all.
Ain't. It really ain't, because that's child.
I wouldn't have read that. That's sick. That's so
but,
many.
But see, that's when the adult and you being a man about whatever you do come to life. Because if I ever dated someone that was 18, I'm going to learn their family. I'm going to want to be around their family. I'm going to learn all of that because I want them to know who I am. So I would know.
You would actually feel comfortable going around at 40, you honestly would feel comfortable dating an 18-year-old and going to the family cookout, and they'd be like, oh, that's his lover over there.
You know what? Let me answer that question. I don't feel comfortable. Like, you know, I really don't feel comfortable being around my husband's mother. Because of my age. Because his mother is only 5 years older than me, 5 to 6 years older than me.
Hmm. So I'm one of them people.
I'm going to respect you as well as you respect me. But I would never feel I feel belittled myself because what I wanted or what I have in life, or it might be a younger age than me. No, I'm proud of everything that I do, so I would never be belittled in any kind of way because they don't see what I'm doing with my life.
No. What do you mean? Because they don't see you with this 18-year-old? Is that what you're saying?
Truthfully, I don't even think it would be, you know, it's more of something like what Kelly said, I think. It's not that they don't see you with the 18-year-old. I don't think they see you with their child.
No, meaning, okay, what if they're open with that child being gay and the whole nine? I'm saying, you saying you will be able to go to this here cookout and feel comfortable?
Oh, damn real.
Really? 18, yeah. And you're 40, and you have a 21-year-old son?
Yeah, and it might bring him, too.
Oh! Let me find out. I don't know.
I'm going to look at it like, this motherfucker is old enough. I'm going to put my child to the side and be like, you know, this motherfucker is old enough to be your father.
No, but you know what's hot, though?
I can never date no one that could be my child.
I have dated somebody. You ready? And they might say this is disgusting or whatever, but I have dated someone that was 19 years old, right? And I was probably like 36 at the time or whatever. Why their mother was my age?
Oh, gosh.
And was she had a problem with you dating her son?
No, she loved my life, bitch.
She had her son when she was a child.
Yeah, but she loved everything about
it. You have to
understand
that. Like, back when our grandparents were in their day and age, that this didn't go on. So a lot of acceptance.
Hold on, Andre. I got an IM from somebody, Andre. They said, tell Andre he needs to date people in his own age range. That's why none of his relationships works out.
If y'all can find me someone, okay, now let me break that down to you. Because I have no problem. This is one thing about Andre. I have no problem with dating anybody that's of an age of me, but they must look like they are healthy, one. They must be cute, too. They must have a body. They must look like an athletic person that are willing to live. Not some. Half of the people my age look a fucking mess.
And they just hit me up, and they said, well, do you think that you have all those qualifications you just said?
I got every last one, and I could run against anybody that's 20, bitch, and might beat them. How you doing? I do 300 push-ups a day, and I do 300 sit-ups a day, and I dance down, and I can still dance against 20-year-olds. So, yes, I do. And if anybody want to try my patience, whenever you want to see me, we can battle for whatever. Dancing, sing, I'll even send you and dancing, singing, hula-hooping, running.
The chat room is going crazy right now.
Whatever you want. Too many. Don't get me wrong. I'm the type, at least keep your health up and keep being fitted with life. You know how some people just let life go and don't care how they look, their hygiene. And when I look at a lot of 40-year-olds, they look fucking fierce.
It depends on where you're looking.
I look everywhere, baby. I went to old clubs. I went to young clubs. And don't get me wrong. It might be 10% that really are fitting. But just because you're sitting and they're sitting, that don't mean they're going to date you. They could be married already, or they could be doing whatever they want. You get me?
Audrey, they said, would you date R?
I wouldn't date R. I love R as a person, and he's my friend. But I wouldn't date R with 15 poles in front of me, bitch.
Honestly, a 40-year-old would not look at another 40-year-old to date, actually. I don't think that.
Don't get me wrong. I have seen... Truthfully, I have seen three people that was 40, and one was 44, and they was drop-dead gorgeous, Jennifer. Oh, my God, from the body to the health. And they was sitting, like really, really sitting. But just because they're your age and just because you're sitting and they're sitting don't mean that y'all going to be attracted to each other.
Right.
So they don't have to be your age, per se, Andre. I just think they have to be an adult like you are. I honestly don't think they have to
be
your age. An adult. Yes. I cannot understand it.
See, that's what. And I could understand if you, Lisa, got on this radio and said, you know what, I don't agree with you. I think the kid, they should at least be 24 and over or something like that. I don't think no one should go with no one that's that age period until they're an adult, and I think they should be an adult at 24. I would agree. But you to sit here and say you would have a one-night stand with a 20-year-old but not an 18?
You know why? I wouldn't have to worry about him not – I wouldn't have to worry about thinking like, damn, this little boy probably have a book bag to put on his back. Or if I meet his parents, they probably look at this wrong.
Still in school.
Not high school. Not high school, Andre.
Baby, I could show you four 20-year-old dumb motherfuckers that's still in high school.
But that's not, I don't know. It's just something about the word teen. Teen is for a reason. I just
so truthfully, it ain't nothing but in your mind.
Oh, wait, hold on, Andre.
What?
They are eating you the fuck.
They are tearing you apart in this chat from limb by limb.
Hold on, they get to be 10 years from now, Andre.
I'll be 50.
You'll be 50.
And they'll be 30.
Hey, no, hold on. 10 years from now, you'll be 50. Do you think some young queen want to take care of some old-ass bitch?
They might have
but see, that's not a read because Andre's not your typical 40. I mean,
that's
look
right.
At him.
So
that's not a read.
I'll still be sitting at 50 if I'm sitting at 40. And I don't look 40 now. That's probably why a lot of young kids do like me because I don't look my age. That's one. But if I was 50, maybe when I did croak, bitch, say if I did croak at 50, they might have a lot to gain.
Oh, my God.
Then they could go marry somebody else with the money that I need.
Somebody else just hit me up and they said, tell Andre to go to BGC or Adam for Adam.
Why they always want to send me to BGC?
They said, tell Andre to go to BGC or Adam for Adam. They have sexy old men his age up there.
Okay, and this is what I got to say about that. Why do I have to go to a fucking dirty site where they have their dicks out telling you I'm a top or bottom with their dick spread and they're coming all over themselves to find a fucking date? Come the fuck on now. Did that make sense to y'all?
Oh, my God.
What is the doggy style? What is that?
Right, Jennifer? Did she not cut up last night? I don't do, no. What is doggy style? We don't do that here. What? I don't understand that. Bitch. Oh, gosh. Well, the chat room. Andre, please get in that chat room.
I ain't getting in that chat room. I'll pay that chat room no mind. They could take off, baby. I love the chat room. I love to agree to disagree because this is a part of life. And regardless, if we bicker, you learn something every time you speak to an intelligent person on the phone, even if you don't agree or you do agree. And this
is
what I love about life, period, is because just because you don't agree with somebody don't mean you're not learning.
Hold
on. So even if I'm on a chat room and looking at y'all reading and stuff, you're still learning, and I love this. This is one thing I love about life. Period.
Yes, well, hold on. I'm going to get my sister Jasmine on the phone because, you know, she's the voice of reason. And then also they said, Andre, you can find good old men at bingo.
Oh, goodness, my neighbors are going to F me up.
Baby, y'all want me with y'all want me to have what you call that worms, honey.
We have another caller, 678-935. You on the air on Tandy Slash Wednesday. What's your flavor? 617-935.
Jahira,
what's
up, Kelly? Hey, what's
going on,
y'all?
Hey, Jahira.
Jahira, what is your tea?
New lesbian. Hey.
Oh, God. I'm
Jahira. How do you feel about these age limits and dating?
Okay, Andre.
Tell the truth.
I'm going to be really real to you. I think we need to define what we're talking about in terms of dating. If you're just talking about a casual relationship, occasionally having, whatever the case may be, something really light and airy, then as long as you got the law on your side, more power to you. I'm all
okay.
For it. You know, that's what
okay.
You're into.
Okay.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about making a lifetime commitment to one person, it's my belief
mm-hmm.
that you're going to run into problems
mm-hmm.
trying to be with somebody who is honestly half your age.
Okay, and now stop right there and let me intervene for a second. You're going to run into problems with any bitch, any time in life with anybody that you go with, you're going to run into problems, period. You have to face any problem if you want to be equal with anybody. Now, go ahead.
Andre, I completely agree with you, but the life experience that you've accumulated over the years versus the life experience of a 20-year-old is vastly different, and I know that you can agree with that. In your 20s, you are making every single mistake that you can possibly make in order to prepare you to...
No, we're talking about teens.
Yourself.
Teens are high risk.
This is where I'm contradicting with Lisa. because, see, Lisa is ready to take off at 20, and it's only 2 year difference from 18. That's what I don't agree with.
But Jahira keeps saying 20, that whole 20 to 30. We're talking about teens here, teenagers.
Okay, okay.
Going through puberty, bumps on their face, pubic hair still growing.
Jahira, this is a good question. Is it a difference to you in your mind from the age of 18 to 20 to you? Either dating or lover.
Let me clarify this point. At my age, yes, there is a difference between 18 and 20. Why? Because I'm 30. My, I don't call him a lover, my boyfriend, the person that I'm in a relationship with, who was born a male, for the record, is 7 years younger than I am. So he's right in his 20s, and I can deal with that because we have more common ground. My parents were 7 years apart. For me, that's fine. At 10 years from now, there would be a marked difference for me when I'm thinking about 18 and 20-year-old men.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's my only thing.
I still don't agree, because why I don't agree is because...
Because
one,
it's what you
18,
like, Andre. You're not,
no,
like you said,
you,
we're
I'm
not going to...
tell you why I don't agree.
Wait, hold on, Andre. Switchboard, can you please give me some music and bring my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, on the line, please? Okay? We got to get to the bottom of this, honey. My sister...
I love to disagree.
My sister
the
is my
The voice
wife
of
reason,
reason is coming.
Hello?
Hello?
Jazzy?
Oh, my God, I wish I could get this 18-year-old boy on the phone right now.
I don't do that.
Please open no chat on his phone.
I don't, you got words
just like y'all got words.
But his words wouldn't...
Oh, I don't know.
That's why you're always supposed to listen to agree to disagree, because just because they are a child in your brain, they might can say something that makes you see differently. You never know what this world has for you.
But we're talking about a specific topic. If he wanted to call in and talk about the world or talk about something different, I understand.
No, I'm talking about this topic. This is what I'm talking
what
about.
What can an 18-year-old tell me about dating a
40-year-old?
Oh, but
you can fuck him at 20, but you can't listen to him.
At 20, I can also go home and go out with him and do things that we don't have to be carded with.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Jasmine, are you there? Hello. Yes.
Oh, my God, I am going crazy.
My legendary sister, welcome to the air. Legendary guest, the Torb is right here.
What's going on?
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, Jeff.
Jennifer, Kelly,
hey.
Andre.
Oh, Andre. So that means switchboard ain't on my side either. Go ahead, switchboard.
It's not about size. We're just trying to make a, like, you know, have a good conversation here. Let's
right,
not take
no,
time.
I agree. I'm not, like, angry with this, but I agree. To agree to disagree. Go ahead, switchboard.
I'm not saying that I'm not on your side or not, but, you know, I'm open for this discussion.
Okay. So how do you feel about... Okay, first of all, let me break this down. Let me answer you a few questions.
No, let her say what she called for, Andre. No, don't.
Okay, go
let
ahead.
Her
go
say.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Let him ask you any questions. Let him ask.
So you want me to answer questions or you want to just talk first?
No, you can ask me what you want.
Okay, you are 40 years old and the child is 18
I'm not
years,
40
old.
Years old.
I'm putting you in a situation here. You are 40 years old and the child is 18 years old. Would you think about dating him if y'all both liked each other? Yes or no?
What is there to like?
I doubt it.
What, Andre, what is there to like? This is sounding...
You know why I'm not listening to you no more, Lisa? Because in 2 years when they're 20, you will be dating them. So I really...
We would have nothing in common. But what is there to like about a teenager at 40?
If you can fuck with them, you can sit there and see if you can have a relationship.
Andre, answer this question. What is there to
like? If the cops ain't gonna knock on your door, who cares?
If the who?
He said, if the cops ain't knocking on your door, who cares?
My morals. I mean, it's not just about the cops.
Wait, before you go, Jasmine, he said, what is the difference? It ain't no difference. One of y'all just gonna come slower than the other one. That was funny. But go ahead, Jasmine.
What I will say is this. I understand exactly where Lisa's coming from, but I do understand you to a certain extent.
Okay.
What we all need to keep in mind is, number one, Andre, you seem to always date within this scene. Am I right or wrong?
That is definitely correct because I'm in the middle of it, I guess. Well, go ahead.
Okay. Now, we all know that within this scene, a lot of us grow up very, very quickly. And the mentality of an 18-year-old in this scene is very different than your average 18-year-old in the streets. I mean, not in the streets, but in your average high school. And that may be where his attraction is with them. I can't see Andre going to a McDonald's and meeting the cashier who's an average boy in high school who works at McDonald's and trying to kick it with him compared to a twister who's 18 in this scene that's been walking for the past three years since he was 16. The lifestyles are very different. So that's the only thing where I say it's a maybe, or I don't really see a major problem with it. Because in this scene, we know that even with femme queens, these femme queens come out when they're 13, 14, 15 years old, and they grow up so dramatically fast. And it's the same thing with the butch queens as well.
But do you realize the femme queens, unfortunately, the black and Latino ones who take the stroll life, that these are grown-ass, nasty, perverted men who are molesting them and giving them money
most
to try to make it feel better?
It's
no difference from these grown men who in the scene using their, and I'm not saying you, Andre, please, nobody takes this personal, grown men using their status in the scene, or femme queens using their status in the scene, or femme queens using their money, or buying, it's no difference. I don't see the difference.
Yeah, you're 100% right with that. But again, you're just looking at the simple fact that when you find someone like, for example, someone who isn't on that level, because I'm dealing with this one issue with one of my children who came out when they were very, very young and they were in the village and they're being approached by all these older men who wants to throw money here and there. And this is when they were 13 and 14 years old. Now they're in their they're 18, and that's all they feel. That's all they want to do. You know, this is what happens because they become so tainted. They become so corrupt by it and stuff.
Thank
but
you.
Again, they learn such a not a responsibility because I don't think it's, like, responsible, but they do learn the responsibility of having this money, growing up fast, taking care of themselves, doing this, doing that. And I think that's where a lot of this plays at, is that we all grow up very fast.
That's it. And unfortunately, go ahead.
Prime example, like what Chucky was saying. You know, Chucky's mentality is very, very strong, very intelligent for his age. So he said that he would love if his child was able to grow up and be a child, be a teenager, be a young adult, and experience that in life. But unfortunately, Chucky wasn't able to experience that. So Chucky was able to attach himself to someone who was 5 or 10 years older than him. Same thing with Andre. If Andre is messing with somebody with that mentality or something, then I don't see a major problem with it. But, yeah, if there's just some young-minded 18-year-old, something like that, just ain't doing nothing or whatever, then, yeah, I do see a problem with it.
So you're saying basically anybody that's in the scene basically grows up quicker than the straight average person anyway. That's
well, not all.
No, absolutely not.
Of them, honey. Now, there's a lot of young.
Let's think of the time and the day and age we're in.
30-year-olds in this scene they still have a child mentality.
But let's think about the day and the age, Jasmine. Most of these 18-year-old young girls, young boys, young trannies, they are disowned from their family. So when they come to the scene, they're very vulnerable. So for a grown adult to prey on that, I think that's a problem in their mind. If something is wrong. And I've seen it done since I was young and I came out. I've had I've seen it done. I've been approached. It's just not right. It's something wrong. If you look in their eyes when you're that age, and you look in there, it's something you can see. You just gotta. It sounds crazy, but it's just something wrong with somebody not finding something. A grown up not finding nothing wrong with dating a child.
No, I agree with you. I do agree with that. But I mean, I just want everyone to keep in the back of their head, you know, keep in the back of your mind that there are a lot of us that have, I mean, me personally, I left when I was 16 years old. So,
right.
you know, when you're 16, no one can tell me I'm still a kid or whatever. Uh-huh. I had to go out there and do what I had to do to
mm-hmm.
survive and stuff. A lot of us have to go through that. And when I was 18 or 19 years old, you wasn't going to tell me that I wasn't grown. You wasn't going to tell me that I couldn't stand next to a 25-year-old and shut them down, because I could.
I feel you.
And that's what I'm saying is when you have these children that are 18 and 19 years old, unfortunately, they weren't able to, you know, experience the childhood, the teenage life and stuff. They had to grow up so fast. Either they were abandoned from their family or they came from a drug-infested home or their family didn't accept them. They had to grow up so, so fast. By them growing up so fast, their mentality is already in adulthood. They're going to be attracted to older people.
We have a caller, 908-917. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, how come we're not talking about Jack? Ms. Jack, she's a child molester, Ms. Thing. She loves all the Twister meat, the 14th.
Wait, baby, you can't, that's not nice to say, because you can't prove that.
Don't come on here and say no shit.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Can't
don't
prove
do that.
Don't do that.
We have pictures to prove it.
What do you mean, pictures of
mail
him what?
God, because we don't want to hear that on this show.
Hang up the phone, please.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good boy, get rid of them.
So I better go look at that pedophile list. Everybody that's on there does not belong on there, but certain people should be on there. That's why I think it's so wrong, because now they're starting to, like, catch these people, and it's wrong. That's just wrong.
And whoever the fuck was just on the phone that said Jack is a child molester, suck dead man's dick, bitch. Don't read her like
hey, that's
that.
That's horrible. Don't even
I like the bite break,
Andre. Like,
do that
Bite break. They're horrible. They're undesirable. No one loves them. Because they're just sad. That's ridiculous.
Andre.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me put it to you like this: setting aside all of the issues of morality or ethics or whatever you want to call it, you know, if you've been doing the same thing one way for maybe 10+ years, let's just assume, and it hasn't really worked out necessarily the way you wanted it to, doesn't it make sense to like? Maybe try it the other way. I mean, quite frankly,
I
heard your credentials for.
I've heard your credentials
for what you wanted out of a partner, and I think you could probably find it at the gym.
Not at the gym. Please don't go there, Andre. They're not that bad from going at it.
But I actually, you know, I'm not going to say I tried it. First of all, I was in one relationship for 9 years. That was my first lover, and he was almost the same age as I was. After that, that's when. Every relationship I was getting in would not last no more than 2 years or whatever. And I could not find another one that would last longer. And that's because once they get a good grip of the gay scene and how popular it is and they branches go one way and they just have fun and then we got to end it because it's getting too wild.
You ever think, Andre, some of these kids want to date you because of who you are in the scene?
Yeah, I mean, you want to have people that date you for so many different reasons. So I might know that. I might know that or don't know that, but I just got in my mind you don't never know why anyone want to date you. Period.
You're right.
So, yeah, I do think of that, too.
I think Andre and relationships would work if Andre was to just deal with Andre and his lovers and leave all the excess baggage alone.
He would have to leave the scene. Honestly,
no,
he would have to chill out like a lot of other people do.
He wouldn't have to leave the scene. He can come to the scene, but when he leaves the scene, he go home to him and his lover.
Mm-mm. No, that's not Andre. Andre was going to have to be. It's time for Andre. If he really want a relationship, it's time for Andre to step away from the scene.
If Andre was to do that, Andre would die.
What, leave the scene?
baby, just Andre, his lover, and no scene, no nothing. Andre would die.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not completely, but time to get into his friend. Well, just work on yourself, Andre.
Okay, I understand where that's the difference in me now. I always make sure me and my friend are one. I'm not the same like I used to be years ago, but I still need fame in my life of all kind. I'm not the type that can sit here, and I know myself now. I'm not the type that can sit here and not be a center of attraction because that's just me, striving to be the star, period. That's just me. I'm more of an outfield instead of a backliner, and that's what I like in life, period. So, yeah, I would die if I didn't have something in the house ever just me and one person.
So, Andre, let me ask you a couple of questions, and don't think that I'm asking you like I'm trying to attack you, but mm-hmm. I just want to ask you so people can get an understanding of who you are, because, you know, a lot of people feel certain things about you. Why are you attracted to younger people?
I'm attracted to younger people for two different reasons. The first reason is everybody that I try to go out and go to different places to find people that is my age really look horrible to me. I cannot find nobody to my standards to sit here and like them enough to stay with them and don't want to cheat at anything because they look fierce or they hygiene or they don't care about their body no more or they just don't care about life to me in some kind of way. So that's what lacks me for my attention towards that person. Not everybody.
Now, is that because you're talking about the people that came out with you that are in your age group that you're not attracted to?
No, I'm not even talking about ballroom people. I'm talking about people in general, period. Meaning I could go to, because I do go to different clubs a lot, and some of them are older, where older men is in there, and a lot of them are younger. And even the younger clubs that I go to, like Trax or 708, they still have older men. They might not have that many, but even when I go to anywhere, even if I go to some of the straight clubs, and I don't go to there often, if I go there and I know if bisexual people there, everybody that I run into, and they be like, oh my God, you know, he's the same age as you, and da 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 da. And I look at so many different people, and there's not nothing that I'm attracted to. And that's one of the reasons. The second reason could be because the field that I'm in, I see nothing but 18 to 25 or to 30 all day. So I guess
have you ever dated in your 40 years? Have you ever dated anyone that wasn't in the scene?
Yeah.
They weren't in the scene and they never came to the scene. Like, they were just someone that let you go to the scene and come back, and they did their own thing on the side, and you guys just met up at home or wherever, but they had nothing to do with the scene.
Nope. No, why? Let me break that down to you. Every time I dated someone, Jasmine, I dated someone that wasn't in the scene at first. Once they seen all the excitement, they loved it and wanted to join it. So I have dated 5 to 7 different people that wasn't in it at first and then wanted to join it only because they loved it too. And I can't say, well, I don't want you to join the scene, because if you wanted to, what can I say?
So what made you separate with them? You dated these people, they came into the scene either with you, you met them in the scene, or whatever. Did you lose them to the scene?
Yes, I completely lost them to the scene.
So that's like an old saying, if you meet somebody in a club, you're going to lose them in a club, or some type of bullshit like that. Do you feel that maybe you should leave the scene alone when it comes to dating, and maybe the relationship might work a little better?
That's what I said.
So you're telling me to leave the scene alone so don't have a love?
No,
attack?
Not telling you to leave the scene alone. No, I'm not saying leave the scene alone. I'm telling you, instead of meeting someone within the scene or even introducing them to the scene, you guys have separate lives.
Okay, how could you sit here and tell your lover, we have a separate life, I don't want you to come to the balls, and I won't go to your life? That's not a lover to me, Jasmine. That's not no one I want to share my life with if you can't see what I'm doing as well as I'm seeing what you're doing, because if we get together, we're going to break it up. I don't feel that. Mm. I feel like if anybody you want to be with, if y'all both on the same level, I don't give a fuck. You're not going to break your relationship up if y'all both are 100% into this and want it. I don't care if you're
in the world. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of people that I do know that they are aware of the scene. They are aware of the festivities in the scene, but they just prefer not to take part of it. If they
well,
look
I
at you
respect
at,
that, though. show. I could respect, if I found someone like that, I would love it. But don't get me wrong, walking it, if you told me, okay, me and Andre was dating and my lover said, you know what, I don't like balls, but I'm going to go only because of you there or whatever, I could respect that. I don't ever want my lover to be like walking balls if he don't want to. So that's not a problem. My problem is I can't find nobody like that. And I have looked, and I'm not going on BGC.
I think if you travel more.
Maybe I travel so goddamn
much. I think if you did other things besides
the ballroom.
Yes.
Exactly. He's not going to die. He's human. He's done it for 40 years. It's time to step away from it. It's honestly, if you want a relationship, Andre, either you can work on yourself or step. Look at the celebrities. They don't bring their their partners to every event. And it still works out, and sometimes it don't. But when you're in the scene, it's more.
They really think about it, but they love it is in the same field that they're in. So it can work. You're not going to sit here and tell me it can't. It's just basically their minds is completely different. They're not ready to settle down. That's the bottom line for it. I don't believe it's nothing that stops. I don't believe it's a scene that can stop two people from being together. I don't believe that. I never, and I don't care what anybody says to me, I cannot ever believe.
Well, Andre, why haven't none of your relationships worked? You said because of basically the scene.
This is why I think it don't work. Because they was not ready to be settled down, and they love to run around. So that's what they did to him left.
But then
because
you realized that.
Did you know that before, Andre? Remember, you
no,
said you get to
before,
know your people before.
No. But if I knew that before, I wouldn't have went with them. So, no, I never knew that. But it don't happen until you get into basically a year and a half of it, and they really get into the scene or whatever.
But what young people you know ready to settle down, though?
You never going to know if anybody ready to settle down. You just
but young, it's too much. That's the thing, Andre. This is what I'm trying to say. When you were young, you wanted to...
I'm going through this, and that's why I brought it up, too. So I understand exactly what you're saying, because I brought this up because this is what I'm going through at the time, where I do now finally think, well, what is going on? And I do think about age now, which I never did at one time. So I agree with everybody to the extent. I am listening, and I do understand, but it's just still a shaky ground. Seriously.
I mean, at 18, 19, 20 years old, were you ready to settle down?
Hell.
I did, though.
Yeah, but with an older female who you wind up leaving after she had a baby.
And I went with my first lover for 9 years, Jasmine, and everybody can tell you, at the age of 20.
Yeah, but in your teens, Andre, you said you were with your baby mother 2 years before she got pregnant.
Yeah, I went with her at 17. When she got pregnant at 19. We broke up at 19. I had my first son at 19. And I went with my lover maybe 6 months after that.
And you didn't know you were gay before?
I knew I had the feeling for it. But I never messed with anybody because I was fighting it, and I said I couldn't fight it no more.
Right.
So when I finally met Deshaun, I didn't see nobody else. I didn't want nobody else. I might have, don't get me wrong, I cheated with someone for blue, but he was mine. He was completely mine. So I didn't want anyone else. But and I dealt with him, and the only reason we broke up is because of the drugs, because he was still faithful. He was just on too much drugs where I couldn't deal with it because I wasn't on drugs.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's one
thing
I think about him. He was faithful.
One thing you got to remember about the young ones, Andre, is the simple fact that they feel that if you, they may be attracted to you because you're older or whatever, and they haven't found themselves yet. But by God, by being with you, they wind up finding out who their own identity is. Once they gain that identity, they gain that status, they gain that experience, they'll turn around and leave you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problem is. It's like sometimes older people tend to attract themselves to these younger ones and try to put a hold on them. And when you put a hold on them, eventually they're going to break loose.
They're going to
not want to be bothered. And then especially within this scene, we know how this scene is. The scene is corrupt at certain times. The scene can hold you down. That's why it took me a long time ago. Jennifer is pretty much the only one right here on this throne that can vouch for this, because she was there with me when I was living on a fucking mattress in Brooklyn in a rooming house, where I had to say, I have to stop, because the scene is taking me too far. I have to stop. I picked up my pieces. I left, and I left the scene alone for 7 years.
And
I got my life together.
I could agree with you, Al. And it took me so far, too. It took me, and don't get me wrong, people might say, okay, well, see, the scene didn't take me nowhere with drugs or nowhere with that, but the scene took me where I think I would have been a complete millionaire if I wasn't too devoted into helping other people in the scene and doing what I've done for the scene. You get me?
That's true,
because,
and I can vouch for that also.
Yeah, and I know I would have been everywhere I wanted to be, but I don't regret anything with my life, though. Don't get it fucked up. I don't regret it, but I do see the difference of what the scene can do to you, but at the same time, that comes from us not having a role model behind us to push us either, and we have to find our own direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, okay, this is a question. So, and this goes for everybody that's on the phone. One by one, they can answer it. Jasmine, at the age of 40, if you were 40 right now, what would be the youngest age you would date to think about a lover?
To think about a lover?
Like, if you like them like that, but what would be the age limit that you would start with and what you would not go under?
I couldn't even say. Because, I mean, I'm in a relationship now. I've been in this relationship for years. I am the happiest I've ever been in all my life. And I feel that if I was to separate, then it would be like, child, I'm not starting over. I'm over it. I'm not going to sit here and go through all that shit with trust and acceptance and all that shit all over again. So I really couldn't even say.
Okay.
I couldn't even answer that.
Lisa?
Can I use my own age, or do you want me to use 40?
No, you can use your own age.
At 34, I love older guys because, honestly, they can fix things around the house. I don't have to. If a song come on, we have a lot more in common. But to date, the youngest I would actually date would be probably 25.
You said 25?
Yes.
Okay.
Date.
Who else is on
the
phone?
Yeah, date is the key word.
Kelly.
Date is definitely the key word.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
What's the youngest person
you would date right now if you wasn't in a relationship? What's the youngest you would date?
If I was in a relationship, the youngest that I would date would have to be about 18, 19.
Okay.
Date, Zahira, like start a relationship with?
Oh, no, date. I wouldn't be in a
relationship.
So wait a minute. Dating leads up to being in a relationship if you guys mesh together. Am I correct?
We're talking about that's what your mind is set on. You're not, when you meet this person, you're going to wait to have sex. You're going to go out. You're going to do everything that's like dating. Not the one night stand. Not the, let me just get this night.
If I wasn't in a relationship, I think it would have to be about in their 20s, somewhere in their 20s.
Right. Jenny?
Yeah, somebody in their 20s. Somebody that I'm going to be in a relationship with and see myself grow what they have to be in their 20s.
Jenny.
So the question, break it down to me.
Whatever your age is right now, you're that age, what would be the youngest person that you would date to become a lover?
21.
Okay. Is Jahira still on the line?
I'm here.
Same question.
At any point in my life, I would only date, the most would be 10 years younger than me. But I put Jasmine, because if this don't work out, this one I'm in right now, I'm going to be the fat chick in Sister Act. I promise. I'm done after this. And you know, like that's another thing I don't ever feel that I'm going to ever be done of trying to be happy. I don't care if I'm dying at the age of 65 and I have 5 years later. That 5 years might make a difference where I'm so happy with one person. I'm never going to stop giving up until I can find someone that's going to make Andre happy.
Andre, devote the rest of your life to God. Don't devote it to trying to find another person to make
you
happy.
I'm not trying to find it at the same time if it comes my way. I could be 85. I don't give a fuck.
No, but you said 65 and dying. You still going to go look for a lover. No, it's
not
time to really.
If one jumps in my face, hey.
No.
I'm not going to go out there with a cane looking for him, though.
Please
and
don't.
If me and Chucky get divorced, I'm just going to be a slut, and I'm just going to be around the block. I'm not trying to get in a relationship and open my heart to nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, once you go through that for so long and you're with somebody for so long and then to try to start up all over again, especially at this age, child, it's time for you to focus on God, your life, and making it. I don't have time to be sitting here trying to find somebody and going through the, you know, the motions all over again. Child, please.
Yeah.
And that's because I can make myself happy. So that's where that comes from.
Amen. And for me to be truthful, and that's what I love to be truthful to, I could make myself happy until a certain extent.
Until when?
A certain extent. Like, I could make myself happy enough where I could never fall down, I could never look bad, I can always look presentable to life, but in the back of my mind, I always want a little more. So I can't make myself 100% happy.
I definitely can make myself
75%.
Well, then, Andre, because I know the show is wrapping up, I think that if that's what your goal is, and it's like you can continue to make mistakes, and if you seem like you know where your mistakes are, I just think you need to search in different areas then. Because if you know that for all these years, your mistakes have always been because of this or whatever, then either you're going to have to hopefully, it's like you're trying to play the lottery. Hopefully you're trying to get that win. But eventually, I mean, you're talented enough, you're smart enough, you're talented enough, you can do a lot of other different things. I think that maybe you should just start looking in other areas. You already know that. And this scene is not getting any better. So
okay.
I don't see how you're going
to
do it.
And on that note, Jahira, please say goodnight to the girls.
Thanks for having me. Hasta luego.
Lisa, please say goodnight to the girls.
Adios, amigos.
Jennifer.
TTYL.
Okay.
Oh, I just want to say happy birthday to Disney, Ebony also, and TTYL.
Jasmine.
I also want to say happy birthday to Disney, Ebony, and good night, y'all.
I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City. Whatever you do over the process of the weekend, make sure you protect yourself and you have safe sex, and you definitely do wrap it up. We'll see you back here Monday night for the recap show and Monday Night Madness. I love you all for loving me, and Andre, take it away.
Well, I thank you definitely for tuning in with us on this Wednesday night, Tangent Crush Wednesdays, and I think the topic was really a good topic for everyone to learn something else. You're always going to debate about whatever in life. You just try to find a way for your life to be happy for whatever you want to do in life, and you keep going on. Even though you are going to have people that dislike what you do, and you're going to have people that like what you do, you find a way to balance it out, and you live your life the best way you can as long as you harm no one and no one harms you. Live forever and take it easy and be safe and love one another, and we'll definitely see y'all Monday night on what's that recap show. All right, take it easy. Thank you. Bye-bye.